The Shining Wizards podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 795 of a very special brunch episode of the Shining Wizards podcast. And just like last year, we would like to thank everybody for their service. This morning, we go over a huge weekend in wrestling. Double or Nothing and Saturday Night Main Event we cover up. Plus, we got pick results, or maybe not, homework, and a special watch-along plan. So if you haven't hit that subscribe button yet, do it and get ready for some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brundo.
Double T.
And do the Harlem Shake.
Tony.
And some Kevin.
I have fucking Tonight crossed off on my fucking intro, and I still said it.
Well, you said homework too, and I don't think we're doing homework today either. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And did you also say
this is what happens in the group chat when there's a fucking AEW pay per view? We have to make 45 picks, and then there's also Saturday Night's main event and all the other confusion and delay going on. But you did a good job anyway, Brundle. Always a good job.
Did you say thank you for your Brundle Fly?
Yes. Thank you for your cervix. Yes, yeah. I did.
Okay, so I think it was last year I said that, and everybody roasted me for it.
No, we named the episode last year.
Yeah, we named the episode "Thank You for Your Cervix."
All right. Well, I stand corrected.
Double T's a little under the weather this morning, folks. Double T, how you feeling?
I'm okay.
Jesus,
you're like a sad panda.
No, I just all morning, kids.
Clearing out the throat yogurt.
I don't think the buttered bagel was a good idea either. I don't think the butter is helping.
Butter.
It's weird. It is weird. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's just weird. Just weird. I've still got like the NyQuil like fuzzies going on in my brain.
That's cool. It looks like we got a lot of folks joining us already this morning. So thanks. And people across the pond, like I Dunk Biscuits, this is like a treat for you guys. You actually get to tune in live, and it's not like 2 o'clock in the morning. So thank you for joining us wherever you are.
Though Tony's back, people.
Yes. I'm not lurking in the comments at like 10 minutes before the show ends this week.
10 minutes before the show ends and 30 minutes past bedtime.
Yeah, pretty much.
We wrapped up in a timely manner. We were concerned for your well-being, though.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I just had some family shit come up, but everything's good.
No, yeah, but then the text message you sent the next day made it sound like you were doing your kid's homework for him again.
Again. That old gag.
Hey, he's got to graduate, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony, didn't you make it into Rutgers?
Did I? Oh, God, I don't know if I'd be able to make it in nowadays.
Old Lego head can get in. You should be able to get in.
Well, that's how we got in. That's
yeah. Can't do his homework forever, Tony.
Online, I got nothing. Though, you probably can.
I got stuff, but it's inappropriate, especially for 11 o'clock in the morning. So how are you guys doing? HK, Brundo?
I'm doing fucking great, man. Had a great weekend. So fucking awesome.
Pretty good weekend for me as well, man. I caught quite a bit of wrestling. I took my hog out. That was fun. And then,
Wait, hog? Really?
Yeah. Did you see the picture, Tony?
Yeah, and Molly definitely put his hog in the background just to embarrass the fuck out of this little troll-legged motherfucker over here.
Hey, nice fucking Vespa, you dork.
First of all, it's not a Vespa. Second of all, her bike is smaller than mine. Mine's the hog. I got the hog.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that one, Double T.
So you have the real motorcycle and she's got the tiny little power wheels?
No, if you're talking about the picture that I think you're talking about, which yes, I think yeah, but that you is are. Bike,
he had his bike plugged in overnight. Power wheels really fucking tickles me.
Made by Tyco. But no, the picture that you're talking about is the one where Molly's on her bike and you see my bike in the background. The gray yes. bike, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The gray my bike. Bike's my bike is bigger than hers.
Can we write down the gray bike?
You sure can.
Yeah, no, you got ghosts?
Not that it's in contention, but that'll really make me laugh later.
Nobody picked up on that. The door closed behind Double T.
Yeah, my wife is probably going to the bathroom.
Oh, she don't shit with the door open, huh? Oh,
look at that. Manners.
Manners is also low-key on the list.
Well, it's on it.
Again. Holy shit. I don't shit with the door open when my wife is home.
You know what I wish she would have done? I wish she would have left the door open and just really throttled the greaser. Just to show you who's boss.
My wife is a lady. She would never do such a thing. Now, your wife, I think she should get a little sidecar for you to ride in.
A helmet with a fez hat on top of it.
Maybe. That's mean. That's mean.
That'd be fun.
No, I got my own bike. I got my own bike. Got a hog.
That's not, I don't know, man. I mean, you call it whatever you want, but it looks like a Vespa.
Oh, it's a hog.
Does it have a little horn? Beep, beep.
Oh, it's got a horn. Yeah. Got a horn, motor, all that kind of stuff. Two wheels.
Here's an important question.
Yeah.
When you ride your
power hog. Wheels,
yep. I'm not going to call it a hog. I refuse to do that.
It's a
hog. Do you wear shoes or do you go like open toed flip flops like you always do?
No, got to wear shoes. Got to wear shoes. Yeah.
All right.
Unfortunately. You got like a leather jacket and a helmet and everything?
No. I got to have a helmet, right? Gonna protect my dome, right? But no leather jacket. Don't got any leathers. Molly's got some leathers. I got no leathers for me.
How about assless chaps?
No, don't got
see those. Brundo, I gotta call you out on that. Yeah, and oh, all right, so that was Kyle at the same fucking time. Seriously. welcome aboard, Kyle. Aren't all chaps assless?
I don't think so.
Well, if they had asses, wouldn't they just be fucking leather pants?
They could That's be open point. On the side.
But then they wouldn't be chaps, right? Because chaps are supposed to protect your hips and your legs.
Yeah.
I don't know, something to think about.
Our guy, I Dunk Biscuits, first of all. In my garden with a beer and the barbecue going and wizards in the background, what better way to spend a bank holiday?
Fuck yeah.
Tony, is it too early for limoncello for you?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I actually did. I treated myself to some pancakes this morning, too. So.
Okay, I have to also ask because I know you. Did you fucking DoorDash pancakes like a real wizard, or did you actually make them?
No, I made pancakes. My cousin T's pancakes arrived over the weekend, so I made myself a batch this morning.
Who the fuck is your cousin T?
Cousin T. Get on that shit. Cousin T's pancakes.
Double T's starting the dirt. Tony's starting the dirt bike. My cousin got called. Get on the pancakes.
Is that like Wait, did I say that or did I get glitched out? Mine? No, not Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima died. They killed her off like 5 years ago. You don't
remember? Yeah, she's like Aunt Pearl or something now.
Cousin T, her replacement?
Yes, actually, that's how it came about.
Right? She's got like six kids, all from different fathers, but she makes really good pancakes.
Wow.
Whoa.
I didn't realize Memorial Day was remembering Aunt Jemima and her six illegitimate kids.
Why do they have to be illegitimate?
Yeah, why? I feel like Aunt Jemima is a respectable woman. She probably had one man fathered all her child.
All right, then let me ask you, why did they fire Aunt Jemima then? If she's a upstanding citizen, why did they fire her? You think she was embezzling like fucking like flour from fucking from the Quaker Oats folks?
No, some uppity fucking asshole probably was like, why do we have to portray a black woman on my pancake bottle?
She probably had sticky fingers and walked out on stuff.
Shit. She got caught taking a fucking TCL television out of Walmart.
Easy.
Oh, easy? Really?
Easy. All right, but everybody's good.
And the viewership starts to dwindle. I'm too tired to even ring the fucking bell this morning. Holy
it might
shit.
Be a little too much for people this early in the morning.
Nah, you tune in for this. You know what you're getting.
This is weird, though. I do kind of 11, 12. This is weird.
That's all right. It was fucking pouring all weekend, and the landscapers are here this morning. Everything's drenched. I don't know what the fuck they're trying to cut.
The grass?
You have one of the smallest yards of anybody I know, Tony. What, landscapers?
Oh, yeah. He's fucking lazy teenage son.
Yeah. Why are you picking on my kids so much?
Wait, Lego head can't push a fucking lawnmower?
I don't own a lawnmower.
I can't push a lawnmower. He can't do his own homework.
What the fuck? That's what you're getting, Rutgers. That's what you're getting.
Yes. Tony's kid isn't going to mow their lawn. That's what they're getting.
That is a great question.
Scarlet Knight, but he ain't a green thumb.
All right, that was good.
You do have a tiny yard. I can't believe you pay a landscaper.
Well, I got the bushes. I got the you know, I got leave me alone. I got a landscaper. What the fuck?
You just watch them landscape, and then you sit in your house and go, stay out the bushes.
Actually, ayuda no entrar al bushes.
No, he's on the phone calling somebody.
You tell him to stay away from tree?
They actually prune tree at the beginning of the season. Tree got a nice haircut.
Hope it's better than your son's.
Jesus. Well, see you later.
Fucking Brendo with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, he really is fucking loaded up and ready to go today. Can't fucking get an opening right for shit, but boy, he's got the fucking fingers.
Yeah, I wanted to see if it was any different in the morning. I know, like, he wakes up and he shits his pants in front of his neighbor's house on a regular Monday, but I wanted to see, like, if he got to sleep in an extra hour, what would change, but it's nothing.
Nothing.
Brando's always fucking ready to go. Wow, your wife's been in there a long time, huh?
Nah, she went downstairs. Go on.
She snuck out the back door. I would have opened the door and started waving a towel at your fucking ass.
She's got a bunch of sheets tied to each other. Just went out the fucking window.
She borrowed them from you, Brundlefly?
There you go. Walked into that one.
If you're like 15 minutes in, like, this probably will not be, and I think Tony mentioned it earlier, a normal episode of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. I think we're just going to fuck off for a little while.
That was my assumption after we discussed doing this at 11 a.m.
Disgust.
Yeah, disgust.
All right, well, I'm glad. Tony, how are you?
I don't know. I feel off that we're doing the show so early. Usually I got an entire day of aggravation in the Rolodex, so I come in hot. But, like, I don't know, man. I feel kind of, like, different today. Like, relax, chill, you know?
Tony's becoming a man.
My testicles have descended.
Well, that's good. And then now let me ask you this. When we're done, are you and HK going to go to bed or?
Like together anytime he wants.
You know it.
Together. He doesn't even wear your fucking underwear yet. You think he's going to go to bed with you?
Well, Molly wore my underwear, so that's all good.
That doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. Counts.
The underwear were purchased for HK to wear with Tony's face near his genitals.
Listen, either way, with my face in a crotch, you know there's a slug trail.
How dare you his wife like that?
No, I'm just saying, whoever wears it. I didn't mean to single out him or his wife. It was anyone.
Well, you were very, you know, excited to point out that Molly wore them, so you would imply...
I pointed out that she wore them to show you the fact that someone got use out of the underwear. That was the point. What you put into your perverted double T mind, that's on you.
Nope. I know. Again, I know you. I know you best out of the three of you. And we've had weird conversations where you would watch your friends fornicate with their wives.
Well, not you know, a couple weeks ago I watched your wife put both feet in the air for Madman Pondo. So just, you know, I mean, this is where we're at, bro. Happy 2026.
Did you say happy 2026?
Yes, I did. The times, they are a changing.
Yeah, they are. They are. I did not watch. I watched very little wrestling because I did not.
I didn't watch the homework because I knew we weren't doing it.
Yeah, well, we're not doing homework today because we have this Memorial Day extravaganza.
Fuck yeah! What are we extravaganting?
Can we celebrate that Sergeant Slaughter is a fake Marine and he continuously told people he was a Marine even after the gimmick was over?
Dude, it's a gimmick.
Yeah, but even now he still says like he says he was in the Marines.
Is he in the merger Marines or something?
Bob Remus.
You mean the merchant Marines, Brundo?
Something like that.
Did you say the merger Marines?
Yeah, it was from the
merger.
I was
like, I don't think that's right at all. Yeah, merchant Marines.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yep. Oh, look at that. It's True Prince of Pro checking in. A lot of wrestling this weekend, but I want to let HK know Savio Vega is part of the English Wait. Why is Savio Vega part of the English commentary team?
For AAA.
But why the English
commentary? Rey Mysterio used to do the translating on commentary. Well, Rey Mysterio got named like the commissioner of AAA, so they moved Savio into the booth to take that spot.
But you would think Savio would want to do the Spanish commentary, no? Unless he's a fake Puerto Rican, like Remus is a fake Marine. Is he a merger Rican?
No, Tony, I think you're missing it altogether, buddy. So when somebody's cutting a promo in Spanish, Rey Mysterio would translate it in English for the
viewer. That his only job?
No, he was on the commentary desk, but now Savio is taking his spot on the commentary.
I had 45 desk. Surgeries in my right knee.
Don't you say anything bad about Savio Vega. He once wished me a happy birthday.
I know. Yeah, let's make fun of Ray, bro.
Yeah.
If I was making fun of Savio, I'd say I got my license.
I stand here. I don't stand here.
So does that mean you'll tune into AAA now? HK?
I caught a little bit of AAA. I didn't get the whole thing, but I watched a little bit of AAA this weekend. I watched Saturday Night's Main Event. I watched AEW. I fucking watched the Baywatch episode where the Hulkster and Savage and the Dungeon and Task are on. I watched, what was the other fucking thing? Shawn Michaels is a new documentary on Peacock. I watched almost all of that. Yeah, I was really getting after it this weekend.
Wait, so they still put out...
Oh, I watched JCW.
They still put out content on Peacock?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked too.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Bro, fucking Double T is really chowing down this morning, huh?
There was a fucking bandit? What the fuck's going
Holy
on over
shit.
There?
Somebody hungry.
Like this, man.
Wait, what time did you wake up?
10 o'clock.
Holy shit.
The NyQuil fucking knocks me out, dude.
NyQuil, we love you, you giant
fucking Q. Larry kids in therapy again. The lawn looks amazing.
I got through the first two matches of Double or Nothing, and then I was fucking done.
I watched the last match of Double or Nothing, and I was done.
I didn't mean it like that. I did not feel good yesterday. I spent all weekend out in the rain on the food truck wearing a fucking soaking wet sweatshirt. Did not do me any favors, so I took some NyQuil, and I went to bed at like 10 o'clock last night, and I slept for like fucking 12 hours. And then my wife is off. I told her I would get her a bagel. So I had to run out of the house and hurry back here. Now I'm eating my bagel while we podcast.
You could have got an Uber to your house, you know.
Oh, fuck you.
You left the house sick to get a bagel? Stay home, bro.
Sick. I just feel a little, I feel better.
You're sick, bro. Come on. It's okay. It's 2026. You could admit when you're sick.
What the fuck does that? What does that mean? It's 2026.
I don't know. Everything's changed, bro. It's 2026.
Yeah, but we're like almost 6 months into 2026. Now this is going to be your thing.
Things are still changing. We're only 5 months in. Relax. It's 2026. Don't rush it.
All right, technical fucking Tim. It's the end of the month, you jerk
it's
off.
Technical Tony, asshole. That's my name. It's 2026. Get it right. 2026. Fucking awesome.
See, now I did the opposite of Handsome Kevin. I did not watch a lot of wrestling this week.
I watched one match, the main event.
It's pretty good since we do a wrestling podcast.
I watched Dynamite. And,
oh, this fucking guy over here.
Zing.
I deserve that. I deserve that. Well, usually I catch up today, right? I didn't update the picks. I didn't send out the Wizards Weekly.
It's behind. Almost like we weren't having a show this morning at 11.
I put out those tweets, and I put in the Discord that we were going to be on at 11 o'clock. I mean,
I think people
tough. Can't fucking do everything.
No, it's tough when you lose all day Monday to catch up on things. I get it.
And I did not expect to catch a cold this weekend. I had every intention of watching all of Double or Nothing last night and JCW this afternoon or this morning, but I was in a fucking NyQuil coma.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the image of lunacy this week was Caleb Conley with a hatchet, and I was just like, I don't fucking know, man. I don't know.
Hatchet man.
I know, and I don't know if it happened on that episode, that Joel Gertner is coming to JCW.
So let me tell you, Joel Gertner is at JCW.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he came out and cut a pretty lengthy promo for him. And it kind of got weird towards the end of it, where it was almost like he embarrassed himself. Like very, very strange. But yeah, he is in JCW. He's got somebody on the way. So it was an interesting episode this week.
Did I read that right? The Soul Taker is now in JCW?
Soul Taker faced Caleb Conley in like, what's he got, like 4 weeks of hell, 3 weeks of hell, whatever the hell it is. And the first
this
week
is
was
the same Soul Taker from the mid 2000s.
Yeah.
Declaration of Independence legend.
No, not the Godfather, the other Soul Taker.
No, Nigga Taker.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I wasn't going to say it.
On a Monday morning, we got to hear this language.
That's his name. That was his name that on the Independence. Name, yeah. I'm not saying it to say it.
You kind of are. There's like 1% of you is like giggling to yourself that you said it.
All right. Well, the guy fucking made that his name. And then promoters booked him and were like, yeah, announce that in front of this audience, please.
Kid-friendly shows. Are you booking this guy for Petey Brown?
No. Oh, goddamn. So funny thing too on JCW, Vince Russo, I'm just do away with him, but Vince Russo's fucking talking with Choppa City, and he now refers to himself as Vinny Roo. Old Vinny Roo. So like he's talking and he just keeps on calling himself Vinny Roo. And then Jeeves got the main event. And he did the old Russo swerve where, you know, announced the opponent. Jeeves turns his back and then Russo starts smoking him with the bat. So then his opponent was going to be Russo and the whole shit fell apart. It was, you know, it was a fucking horrible episode. I laughed my balls off throughout the entire thing. Like it was so bad. I was like gripped by it.
It sounds more like 99, 2000 WCW every day.
Yeah, this is 2026. What the fuck are we doing? I mean, all right, look, I'm reading this. So J-Rod defeated Aleister Crowley by DQ. All right, we already got a fuck finish. Yep. Facade defends the American title. Father Bronson, no contest. So what happened there?
Interference by Mark Davis, the fucking interview
the
guy.
The announcer? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The interviewer.
Mac Davis. There it is. Yeah, my bad. Mac Davis.
When did AEW's Mark Davis show up to Lunacy?
Who the fuck is AEW's Mark Davis?
The national champion.
National champion.
Oh, sure.
And we got Giselle Shaw and Freya the Slayer now? What is this, becoming the fucking NWA?
So they're doing some three series where the winner gets a fucking contract with JCW. There was horseshit all over this show, man. It was fucking atrocious.
Why can't we just bring back the fucking Monster Squad? I want to see Congo Kong and his titties. I want to see Mr. Happy. I want to see fucking Witchface, whatever her name is.
Can't do it.
Jasmine. Yeah, the one that fucking dogged out on us, what, four times now?
At least. Ugh. Hope she enjoys Europe.
Probably looks like a fucking prune.
HK, what you had mentioned this Shawn Michaels Peacock documentary where I was chomping out the bagel. What kind of horse shit was that?
You know, Double T, it's funny you say that, and I was thinking about you when I was watching it. And here's why.
With his pecker in his hand.
It's fantastic. It's wonderful. All right. The man was a shithead. Now he's not a shithead. But you refuse to believe the man could not be a shithead. He's not a shithead. He's happy. He's helping people. It's a good thing. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he poffo himself throughout the whole thing?
No.
If it was anybody else, I would have been excited about it. But fuck Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta live in the now, man.
Even after he found Jesus, he was still a piece of shit.
Live in the now.
I do live in the now. It's 2026.
You know, it was funny. I also caught a little bit of Chris Jericho interview Inside the Ropes after they went like 4 minutes over the WrestleMania match. He said when they went back through the curtain, Laurinaitis started fucking just yelling at him, and Michaels cut him off, and he's like, "It's the first time you have a fucking 5-star match, then you can say something to me. Other than that, shut the fuck up." And he walked past him. And he's like, and Jericho's like, I was like, that's the Shawn Michaels I love. It's good. It's fantastic.
Hey, was
well deserved there.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. You know, fucking Tommy Fierro is bringing him in for fucking WrestleCon.
I saw that. Yeah. Doesn't he have him as some other fucking?
No, he's bringing in. He's bringing in his brother too, the Terminator, Mark Laurinaitis.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Was
shit. Let him bring him in. Who cares? Whatever. What the fuck?
But Tony, and who's going to see John Laurinaitis in this 2026?
If I had an inkling to go one of these like 80s cons things and John Laurinaitis was there, I'd go say hi. I'd shake his hand, get a picture. You know, the people power rubbing off on you. Shake the hand that fucking touched like shit covered heinies and
Oh, maybe that's why he probably shouldn't be involved in stuff like this, Tony. He's not a great stand-up citizen.
Hey, man, everybody's got their kinks, right?
Yeah, fucking.
You can't tell me HK wouldn't watch his fucking boss tagging out some random bitches in the office. Come on now. It's 2026. Whoa. What are we doing?
He would. Was Saturday night's main event on the Peacock too?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You watch it? I didn't even know who wrestled. I think Saul Ruka did something. I have no idea.
Man, I watched all of it this weekend.
I heard the finish to that was goofy. The Saul Ruka Becky Lynch match.
It was. It was a little goofy. They did she did the Soul Snatcher, and Becky Lynch pulled referee Jessica Carr into it. So then Jessica Carr DQ'd Becky Lynch. It was a little weird. Like, it kind of, you could justify it, I guess, if you're official, but yeah, it was kind of a little fucky. Overall, the wrestling was great on the card. I didn't love it. I didn't love it. The six woman tag match pretty much sucked. And then you go into Ruka and Lynch, and that was a fuck finish that I didn't really care for. Ethan Page and Penta, I thought was a fun match. I didn't mind that at all. Brie Bella and Paige against the Irresistible Forces was fucking miserable. I don't like It's weird to think like they were at one point, Paige and like the Bellas were kind of a standard, you know, in women's wrestling. And women's wrestling has changed so much now where you watch them and you're like, this is fuck, this is god awful.
Are they even really a standard ever? Like, I feel like even when they were on top, like people were like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Still Impact and, you know, the indies and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think that, like more Paige, obviously, than yeah, Bellas. Paige. I think Nikki reached a certain point where you could have said that she was, you know, she probably was the top lady in the Federation, but there was, the standard has definitely changed there and they'd have not kept up with it. And then the Vision versus the Street Profits main event was just fine. Like, I don't know. It wasn't a great show, but I did really enjoy Penta and Ethan Page.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it was a big event either. Like, I know Saturday night main events are like not like pay-per-views, but usually they have something that you can sink your teeth into, like a big cage match for Drew or a title match or this or that. And it just felt like this was like a Raw.
Yeah, I thought. Sorry. Go ahead, HK.
Yeah, go ahead, HK.
No, I was going to say, I thought that the Street Profits were actually going to split on this show. That's where I thought they were heading in this, and that's not where it ended. So it was like I say, it was good enough, I guess, the main event. I think Penta and Ethan Page was the match on that card, and it probably should have been the main event.
I was gonna say, you look like in the last 6 weeks we've had WrestleMania's nights 1 and 2, Backlash, Saturday night's main event, and now this Sunday is Clash in Italy. Mm-hmm. So they're like, there's so much shit just jammed into the calendar in 6 weeks. Like, it's a lot to not, like, you can't give everything away, right? Like the card on paper was so-so. But also, like, if we go back to the 80s and 90s, like, those Saturday night main events were essentially one match shows too, really. You know, somewhere Hogan in the middle, and then like your last match is like fucking Tito Santana against the Red Rooster. Yeah.
But Hogan in the middle was like, you know, if they're running it at 11 o'clock at night, Hogan in the middle is what, midnight, 11:30, something like that. No, nobody's going to stay up till 1 in the morning for Hogan.
The title match, for the most part, always opened the show. Like when Hogan was, and then like the whole thing was get the good shit out first. Because people start dozing off and people fall asleep, you know. So you want to come in hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you get Kamala against Leaping Lanny Poffo at the fucking end of the show. You know what I'm saying? and honestly, let's think about it. I think you bring back the main event for nostalgia, but the nostalgia is not there anymore, and it's just another show again. And it's not anything any different really than what you're getting on a fucking Monday or a Thursday night. When is SmackDown on Thursdays? Yeah.
Like Friday.
Fridays, whatever. You're not getting really much anything different, right? Like,
yeah. And I feel like that's the complaint about WWE across the board, right? Backlash is like 5 matches and it's the same runtime as Monday Night Raw. And it's the same runtime as SmackDown. And very rarely are you getting those big feel matches or moments, right? It just feels like it's a carbon copy of Raw or SmackDown. At least that's the complaint that I hear from a lot of people who are watching the WWE product regularly. Like, there's nothing that stands out. Like, I have no idea what is happening at Clash in Italy. I think we're getting 2 championship matches.
Yeah. Cody and Gunther and they're doing Fatu and Roman Reigns and Tribal Combat.
Yeah. Plus you're getting Jade and Rhea, I believe, is a match there.
Is that an afternoon affair?
Yeah, it is.
Hell yes.
I will be I'll be watching that later so we can fast forward through all that. Best way to watch those PLAs.
Well, good for you, Brundlefly.
Try it out, except for the fact that you go to sleep at fucking 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm so happy. It's going to be on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon my time. I'm fucking pumped.
Yeah?
Yeah. Love it. They should all, if all of them could be on at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd be just fine.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. 11 a.m. for the Shining Wizards is kind of rough for some of us.
I still think we should have done 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Not listen a fucking chance.
It's 2026, bro. I got to get some sleep.
Yeah, like what would you, if we had done this earlier, what would the rest of your day look like, HK?
Boy, probably, let's see, we done with this. I've already done my miles and all that kind of stuff. It's a day off, so I don't really know. Probably not much of anything left to do today. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just kind of phoning it in the rest of today, which is nice.
Rancho Loco open on Mondays?
Yeah. I was there on Friday and Saturday. So I'm going
to, like, it's gonna, like, it would stop you from going today? Like,
no, I probably would still go today.
Yeah. You make it sound like, you know, I was there Friday and Saturday, you know, going Monday might be a little too much.
I ordered lunch from them Friday. No, so I went Thursday, ordered lunch from them on Friday, and then I went on Saturday.
Are they doing anything for Memorial Day? Like, are they taking the grill outside in the fucking back to actually make like they're having a cookout?
Nah, not that I know of. Not that I know of.
See, that'd be amazing. You should have threw that out there.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Fuck yeah.
Talk to my guy, Carlos.
I'm sorry, Tony. What would they be grilling?
Whatever they grill. Carne asada and bisteca. I don't know. Whatever
the fuck. They pork.
Grill. Actually, for HK, they'd probably grill his peppers and onions. You know.
Oh, yeah. They already do. Yeah.
Yeah, cook it outside.
Carry the boil outside to cook fucking vegetables for this fucking chode.
If that's what HK enjoys in 2026, let the man have his grilled vegetables.
You're going to be so disappointed if you go to a Rancho Loco, Tony.
No.
Tony, it's Chevy's. That's what it is. It's fucking Chevy's.
I enjoy Chevy's.
Yeah.
I want to meet the people that make HK happy 5 out of 7 days a week.
They do make me very happy there.
You'll meet Molly.
Wait. If Molly only makes him happy 5 days a week, what about the other two?
Jose, Elmer, Orlin, Eric.
Elmer. What kind of fake fucking Mexican guy names their kid Elmer?
No, his name is Elmer, man. The guy's badass.
Elmer. Elmer the badass.
Yeah.
Hola, hey, Rancho Loco, Elmer. Holy shit.
Elmer, Uncle Elmer. What is a trial combat match?
D.O. Elmer.
Well, tribal, double T, not trial, but
tribal. Guilty motherfucker. They're going to try out the combat.
Yeah, we're going to see how this goes. Yeah,
yeah, for 3 days.
It's just a trial. We're not going to charge you for it. Free trial, right? If you like it, then you sign up for the subscription.
The first 5 minutes are free.
Scan the QR code.
1-900-1-HOT-BUTT.
I assume it's a fucking, it's a New York street fight or Philly street fight.
Yeah, it's going to be no holds barred. Almost bring the weapons, you know.
Yeah.
Stupid shit.
Lots of interference.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
I don't know about the interference. Just unless the Usos do.
Oos.
It's not like Jacob's got backup with him.
Oos. Are you Oosie? No, nobody's Oosie.
Are you asking me? No, I fucking
that's asking the group. Who's Oosie?
I'll be Oosie.
Nice. My guy. I didn't take my morning shit yet, so I might shit my pants.
All right.
I'm not.
It's 2026. Go for it.
Yes, 2026. Shit your pants.
He's not going to shit his pants, HK. Give me the reason why he's not going to shit his pants. Give me the reason. It's obvious.
He's not wearing pants?
Nope. Good answer, though.
Because my wife is home?
No, because the door is closed.
You know what would be funny is if he jumped up, oh, got a shit, just fucking plowed right into the door, knocked himself out, shit his pants.
He fucking hits the door so hard his legs are up in the air.
He fucking Farley's the shit out of himself, all literally.
Fingers fall off the wall onto me.
Gotta reset the clock.
Just hear fucking. Sounds like a fucking deflating balloon.
Double or Nothing was last night. I only watched the I saw the I didn't update the picks, but I think I'm the only one that lost a match.
Who'd you take that you got wrong?
I took the Ops over the Death Riders. I was like, they're building up fucking Joe and the Ops so much against Will and the Death Riders. Like, they bring in Bowens. I thought, like, maybe the Ops get a fucking win so we give a shit. But no, the Death Riders fucking beat them. So,
yeah, when I saw Bowens was on the team, I'm like, yeah, fucking Death Riders are winning this.
So I think that's the only one I lost. I caught the, by the time I got home and showered and stuff, I caught the end of the big boom fucking stupid match.
Love the Rizzler.
Rizzler. I want that kid to have a fucking heart attack so bad.
Dude, number one, that's wrong. Number two, all AEW fucking pay-per-view should have matches like that. Like, it should be up and down the card, just silly nonsense.
I mean, there was
fans loved it.
Of course fans loved it. I'm all for it. Look, it was on the buy-in show. You had the fucking Harley Cameron. You had the big broad from the other team. I had no idea who she is because I don't watch Ring of Honor. The coconut fucking water guy was out there. Eddie Kingston came back. It was fun. It was fun.
Cheeseburger Eddie was there for the big boom.
He came in for the save when STP was going to beat up the faces.
Him, of course, Cheeseburger Eddie saves the food guys.
Him, Ortiz, and Mance Warner.
Yep, Mance Warner and the Costco guys is not something I had in my card this year.
Well, Brundo, it's 2026. Come on.
Good point.
They update that card, Brundo. But I only saw the first two matches, like I said earlier, before I knocked out. But I thought the first two fucking matches were great. I fucking loved the fucking I Quit tag match.
Oh, with the broads?
No.
No, Cajun Cope and FTR.
Oh, fuck them anyway. People are crying. They're so old. They're the champions. Oh, fuck off. 5 minutes ago, you were creaming for these guys to win the belts because it's Edge and Christian. Oh, now all of a sudden, oh, they're so old. Oh, fuck all the way off.
Who's crying that they're old, Tony?
Social media is.
Social media is going to cry either way.
Yeah, they cry about everything. Don't go on social media, buddy. All right?
That's awful. But you know what I learned on? You know what I learned in the deathmatch group as an aside?
Nothing. There's nothing to be learned in the deathmatch group, but go ahead.
Gusset plate punch to the temple? Not a good idea. Did you see that clip, Brundo?
My God. Yeah, I saw that one.
Who was that poor slob?
That was Tim Strange, and my God, his head became a fucking faucet. Right,
his opponent just fucking held the gusset plate to the side of his head and punched him in it, and he fucking was squirting blood from like six different places immediately.
Yeah, HK.
Yeah.
Do you need to watch a video to tell you you probably shouldn't punch somebody in the temple with a fucking hardware that's used to build a house?
I'm gonna go no on that one, Double T. I didn't need to see a video or to learn anything. Like, I could just generally tell you that a good 95% of the bullshit that these ass wipes do, you shouldn't be doing. I get it.
Well, in fairness to, and even Brundo, I'm sure, saw this. They were being apologetic to this guy. Like, well, he doesn't really do death matches. Like, so, you know, you can't hold it against him.
Yeah. Some people might not know. It's 2026.
Fucking don't punch somebody in the temple with a gusset plate. What are we doing?
I don't know, but the guy actually posted, Tim Strange posted a picture later. He said, I'm fine. Like, oh, fuck you for being concerned about me bleeding to death. Like, look, that place is so magical.
Yes, no, it is.
We needed a Mr. California post, too. That was the only thing missing this weekend.
Fuck that guy.
Still, I watched the Double or Nothing main event.
All right.
I could tell you, I think it went a little too long. I was okay with it overall, but I also think, like, the finish kind of, like, I don't know, it was just weird. Like, it came out of nowhere. Like, Darby cheated at one point and still didn't get the win. And then, like, MJF really didn't cheat and he won. So it was kind of like, okay. I don't know. It's just a weird ending.
It kind of had all the aspects of Darby Allin's been going hard since he won the title. He had 7 defenses and he's been, you know, it's all catching up to him. Like, when he put him in the sharpshooter and he couldn't hold him there. And that was pretty much that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Plus, he hit the fucking the back of his head on that coffin drop in the entrance.
Oh no, the first dive too. Like, when he went to the outside and he hooked his feet and he landed on the back of his head.
Oh man, yeah. He definitely wasn't supposed to do that.
I don't know, because they made it a big deal in the match. Like, so is Darby really smart enough to continue to play it off, or was he really fucked up that it was really bugging him?
Yeah. It looked like he hit his feet on the ropes, though. Diving
He did, but but it's like you go back to like Sabu, where he came out and said, you know, not all of those were like mistakes, you know?
True. Okay.
So it makes you wonder, like, if Darby was smart enough to, like, hey, I'm just going to hook my feet. Well, not smart enough that he fucking came down on the back of his head, but. You know,
yeah.
He would actually work that in as like a planned spot, you know, but who knows? Like I said, a little too long, though. It was like, and no Foley involvement either, you know?
No, that was like I saw that on the pre-show. That was like a 50-50. I wouldn't be surprised, like when we were talking in the text, please, by the way, can we just get rid of the background? Please.
We did. I changed it.
I can't. Now, you don't have an iPhone, do you, HK?
Sure don't.
So you don't get the background? Who got rid of the background?
I don't see a background. No background.
Brundo, did you get rid of it?
No, I didn't touch it.
I didn't get rid of it. Is it not there? Hold on, let me look.
Somebody got rid of it.
I don't even know how to put it. So, HK, Tony's been...
Oh, no, wait, it's back. Never mind. I don't know what happened. It glitched. You want to see our background? Should I share the background with everyone?
I was going to tweet about it yesterday. There it is.
I can't wait to hear Kate on Wednesday talking about her her Aunt Flo visiting.
But it's cycled through, HK. There's been a couple of
The other ones I got yelled at for putting one of them up.
I couldn't look at that stupid fucking face every time I opened. I got a text message. So I guess the text I sent the other day, HK, there was no context.
I had no idea what was going on. No idea whatsoever. Tony, I disagree with you on the main event match. I disagree with you. I actually think that they could have went just a little while longer.
Really?
Yes, because the finish did feel rushed. You know what I mean? Once they got to that spot, it felt like it happened a little bit too quickly. So
you know,
working into the finish, I think that the match could have went just a little bit longer.
I know where Brando's going.
They might have had to call it early because New York State Athletic Commission said no blood, and then Darby cracks open the back of his head. They might have had to just immediately go to the finish because of that.
No, I'll double down on that, Brando. I think they were trying to rush because I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but there was a whole bunch of wah-wahs crying because they couldn't get home because of public transportation.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking like they're like, shit, last bus is like 12:30. We got to get these motherfuckers out of here. We're going to have a riot.
But you know what? From start to finish, I actually really enjoyed the show.
Yeah. And I don't think it would have needed the Mick Foley, the main event, considering the fact that Kevin Knight came out and did the turn afterwards. So
didn't need Kevin Knight. I didn't need Kevin Knight whatsoever in that spot. Like, I don't know what he adds to it at the end, because now he's attacking the guy that just dropped the title. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing for me there. I thought that the tag team match, which is something like I usually don't love those style matches. I really like that for the title. The one match that I probably would have just said, get rid of it, was the Stadium Stampede. Laugh my balls off with the escalator spot. That made me laugh. It went poorly. I'm sure they thought it was going to go much better than it did, but it still made me chuckle. But yeah, start to finish, like I was. Molly actually, she called me and she's like, "Hey, how's everything going? You watching the show?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Yeah, she goes, "How is it?" I said, "You know, I'm kind of disappointed because I'm enjoying all of it." She goes, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's just so much easier when I fucking hate it. Like, I'm not hating anything that I'm watching right now." So,
yeah. Okada take a shit. It was a fucking phenomenal match.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, Okada was, he was New Japan Okada for that one. That's for sure. That was killer.
The sequence of pins between Darby and MJF. Like, that was like they did the right thing there. It was one or two, and then they went to ones, and they went past the point of like, okay, we normally do this, to okay, now I'm sick of it, to okay, now it's fucking cool. Like, how many more pins are they gonna do? Like, I don't know. There was a lot on the show that I went, yep, this is a good show. I'm enjoying the show.
That's great. I'm gonna probably. I don't know what the wife is doing today, but I'll probably finish it today. I do want to watch the rest of it. I was just fucking out of it last night. How was Swerve Bandido?
Yeah. I wasn't super invested in it. It was still you know what I mean? Like I still enjoyed watching the match, but I'm not a giant Bandido guy or Swerve guy just in general. Like I don't have any like real harsh criticism of it either way though. So
it was right after Ospreay and Ospreay and Joe, and they knocked it right out of the park in that match too. So it was hard to follow that too.
100%.
What do we got? Who's this? What's this say? Clayton the Kid? I can't fucking see, bro.
Clayton the Kid 22.
Yeah, great matches all night through. We got our guy, the True Prince of Pro, Kevin Knight turn just felt so random and didn't need to happen on the pay-per-view.
Yep.
Apron Bump says, my favorite part of the show is JR not knowing who Kyle O'Reilly was.
Yeah, he kept saying it during that match. He kept saying, like, oh, that kid.
Have you guys seen the latest from Jim Ross?
Yeah, it's not good. They shouldn't be putting him out there. If he thinks he's got like dementia or Alzheimer's.
Well,
like,
he doesn't know.
Well, yeah, that's
the disease.
Hey, it's fucking Mental Health Awareness Month. We don't make fun of that stuff.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, eat a shit.
That's our fault. Hey, if we put this up as a replay for later at 7 o'clock, I know we didn't talk about it. We got to put some sort of like little gimmick on here, right?
Fucking.
No, let's just have somebody come in and talk the whole time to us.
You know what? I would not be against that.
Yep.
Yeah, but I've heard nothing but good things about it in the short time I was awake this morning. People were raving about Double or Nothing, so I do want to go back and watch the rest of it.
It's a good watch.
Kyle Fletcher came back. The Kevin Knight heel turn is weird, but I guess
I figured it was coming, but in hindsight, it might have been better to save for Dynamite this week.
Yeah, also, like, why wouldn't you have, like, Kevin Knight defend the title against Speedball, because I felt like that was kind of an avenue they were trying to explore, and then that's who Kevin Knight turns on. But I guess they did plant the seeds, with Kevin
Knight Dynamite
and doing that thing.
Yeah.
It is a long show. It's I don't want to say it's hard to get through, because usually, like with these AEW shows, when I'm not enjoying them, I'm like, Jesus, fuck, another fucking match. We're doing another match. Okay, what are we at now? 13, 14, 15, 17. We're doing fucking 17 matches. Okay, good. I'm turning this shit up. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit more difficult to get through. Too many matches. I will say that. Still, too many matches on the card. The balance is definitely more than five, but less than like 25. But I didn't get to a point where I was like, oh, fuck this, another match. You know what I mean? Like, it never got quite to that point. I could have done without Stadium Stampede.
When they started Stadium Stampede, I checked out kind of during that match, and I was thinking beforehand, like, boy, if this was the main event, this would have been just like a perfect part for this pay-per-view. Just get, because I knew Stadium Stampede was going to be like 10 minutes of entrances and long match, and then it was going to take up a good 45 minutes at least. Which is
fucking hearing Taz tell Tony Schiavone to kiss his ass.
You know, perfect. Fucking Tony Schiavone can kiss my fucking ass too. Whoa. He's another one. I'd rather listen to JR on commentary at this point, even if he has lost his mind.
100%.
I listened on Dynamite. They had Briscoe and Ciampa. They had that bloodbath match, and just every spot, like Schiavone going, "I've never seen this before. My God, I've never seen this. You've been in fucking AEW since the beginning. Swerving Hangman, all these other guys. How have you never seen that before?"
I'm having a great time.
Done with them.
I will tell you, it's very comparable to I'm watching a lot of 1984 championship wrestling, WWF championship wrestling. Mean Gene doing color with Vince. And every time there's a big move, Mean Gene goes,
He did that shit at the Garden shows with Gorilla Monsoon, too.
Oh, my God. When they're both trying to do fucking play-by-play, and it's like, shut the fuck up, Gene. It's not your job to do play-by-play.
You got to be kidding me.
Eugene. He was a national treasure.
Yeah, we'll have updated picks next week when I fucking we do Clash in Italy. I know we briefly, I know we're going to watch some fucking, we're going to do like Wizards Vision and watch some fucking wrestling. We talked about AAA briefly. They're doing great things down there with the WWF, but also like WWE. But the Ludwig Kaiser thing, he got arrested because he restrained himself from beating the shit out of somebody who was a complete fucking hand job.
No. The guy was a hand job, yes. But if fucking Ludwig Kaiser and his fucking woman are that fucking horny for each other that they can't keep them fucking selves occupied in an elevator for 20 seconds, the guy had a right to mouth off to him. He should have did it. He shouldn't have done it the way he did, like a coward, and said the things that he said and tried to run off. But fuck that. And I said, but fuck. Fuck that. Like, be fucking respectable when you're in public. Like, what the, like, how old are you? Fucking 15? You can't wait to finger blast your girlfriend in front of people? Like, what the fuck? It's 2026. Be respectable.
There you go.
Wait a second. Like, you wouldn't like being on that fucking elevator, Tony. You would have loved to have been on that elevator watching you get finger blasted.
Yeah, me, I would have. Yeah. Come on. Have some couth, bro.
And like JBL said it perfectly. Somebody got punched in the head. So fucking what? Move on.
No, that's right. Also, and everything's probably going to wind up being dropped anyway because the guy was a piece of shit with the things he said. But my God, fucking control yourself, you know?
Nah.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
I did like somebody put a picture of the guy who supposedly Kaiser punched. And it's just a picture of Ric Flair in a fake mustache and hat.
That's fucking really good.
Look, man, it's 2026. People are really comfortable with just saying shit and not getting hit. And I fucking commend Ludwig Kaiser.
Kyle's fucking amazing, by the way. I'm sorry.
Yes, he is.
Spaghetti-brained JR is still better than 2026 Tony Schiavone.
Spaghetti-brained? What the fuck?
Right?
Fucking honey mustard head, spaghetti brain. What the fuck is wrong with us?
I'm a big component of a big fan of mashed potato brains too. That's what I call Tua.
Oh my God. Next week we're gonna start running St. Jude's commercials.
Oh, with a little honey mustard head, you put a little honey mustard on the little
bottom.
What? But you dip, brush a little chicken finger against their little soft skull.
Oh, we always called Troy Aikman pudding brain.
Yeah.
Oh see? Yeah, pudding brain. Yeah, pudding head. Brain. Yeah.
There you go. Look, if St. Jude's could partner up with like a honey mustard company.
Bang. No, like Newman's Own. Like what the fuck?
A little soft skull honey mustard dish. All the proceeds go to St. Jude's. You can dip your chicken fingers. Come on, Buffalo Wild Wings, get on this. You dip your chicken fingers and your boneless wings in a little St. Juice mushy head. What
the fuck is wrong? You know, I don't want to be the asshole that says we got to move the show along, but somebody picked a fucking hour and 10-minute episode of UWA, and we've already been doing this for an hour.
Why? You got all day, dude. What are you
doing? I don't want to be here all day. What the fuck? The purpose of this was to knock it out and go about my fucking business.
I understand, but you said before, typically your day is full of nonsense and aggravation.
Yeah.
But now...
But now you're talking about dipping honey mustard in fucking brain cavities. Come on, dude.
No, just their little soft skulls, not in the head. Who wants brain honey mustard? Ugh.
The outbreak.
A little alopecia head, a little honey mustard.
HK, I don't like the way this conversation is going.
Yeah,
it's 2026. Yeah. Do better.
We're off the rails. IV bag of honey mustard.
What a fucking guy. Are you sure you don't have pudding brains or double T?
I do. It's early.
Sound it out.
Well, because he didn't make the V big. He just put I and then a V.
Yeah, it looks like LV.
I didn't know if it was like I've bag of honey mustard. Then it made sense.
Or love bag of honey mustard.
Four bag.
Ooh, love bag
of honey mustard would be a great
Sticking
band.
Sticking your dick in a fucking bag of honey mustard.
I love delicious.
Fuck yeah. Suck it off.
Is honey mustard a top five condiment?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of good ones out there nowadays.
Yeah.
I think it still is, but like at the bottom four or five.
No, I think there's plenty that have supplanted that nowadays.
Like what? I want to hear Tony, because Tony's probably like some new
like I think blended. I think maybe Sweet Heat from Popeyes has got to be number one. That's a good fucking.
Can you buy that at like the Stop and Shop or the Shop Right though?
No, but oh, you're talking about just like store bought stuff.
Yeah, like if you like. I can't go to fucking Popeyes and go, can I get like 70 things of Sweet Heat for my barbecue?
Why would you need 70?
I said for my barbecue.
No. Oh. Actually, let me see. Maybe you can buy a gallon of fucking Sweet Heat.
Like I'm talking like the generic ketchup, mustard, barbecue sauce, mayo, honey mustard. Ranch is a big one lately. People love the ranch. Blue cheese.
You can.
What do you
get Popeye Sweet Heat? But they do sell Sweet Heat by the gallon.
Well, there you go.
There.
Right, you going raw HK on your carrots and celery? You dip them in something?
Yeah, I don't. I'll eat them. I'll eat them straight. But I like a dill dip with some broccoli and carrots.
He'll eat them straight with a dill dip.
No, sometimes I'll eat them straight. Sometimes I'll have them with the dill dip. I can't stand ranch. I hate ranch. Like if you get me like some really spicy ranch, I'll give it a whirl. But just regular ranch sucks. Not in on ranch.
Ranch is okay, but if I'm getting wings, it's definitely got to be blue cheese.
Blue cheese always.
Yeah. Blue cheese, 100%.
There's one at the store that I've gotten recently. Arby's horsey sauce, fucking top notch. It's like a horseradish type sauce. I put it on everything. It's really really good. It doesn't like destroy your mouth like straight horseradish.
I'll destroy your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet you would. Fuck me. Not with that hog you got. You dumb fucking idiot.
That's not very nice, bro. Jesus.
Nay. Nay.
I knew I had Brundo making a horse sound.
Yep, Aubrey Everett's favorite sauce too. And she takes off the blinders.
Is she on the pay-per-view?
Oh, of course. Who do you think ref the Stadium Stampede? Or at least the Jericho part of it.
They only had one referee for that?
Nah, they probably had a couple, but
all right, do we want a Mystery Science Theater to this fucking thing?
Yeah, we can.
Is that what we're doing? Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
No, but I do want to mention, if you're on the Patreon, we got a third episode this month, after show bonus content coming to you Wednesday.
Fuck yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm glad we do, because I don't think we have a Wizards history in the fucking bag yet either.
No, we don't. Why even wait for June to put it out, Tony?
We're not recording in the next 5 days. Are you kidding me?
I know. Why wouldn't you wait to put this out in June?
Oh, fuck it. All right. It's coming out 3 days early. It's a June Patreon exclusive.
3 days early, Tony. June 1st is after Wednesday.
Yeah. So it's coming out early. It's to give you something to listen to. I don't know. Fuck me running. Who cares?
Yeah, it's 3-1-1-6.
One the other. Yeah, Jesus, come on. It's 2026. It's like Brundo said. What the fuck's wrong with you? Yo, Baby J's in the house.
Baby Jay.
I'll throw it out there too. 5 episodes from now, get those questions in for Ask Wizards Anything too. For 800.
Yeah.
I want to hear from you guys.
I'm concerned Jersey Cow Jesse's going to write us like.
I don't care. Whatever kind of questions you want.
He's got some kind of crazy idea. He may have, he's, you know, give me a little bit of tea the other night when he was here.
Speaking of ideas, how's the Shining Wizards Network news program coming along?
It's thrilling. Riveting. Live action. Yeehaw.
All right, are we watching the thing?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. We're gonna try something different today. We're just gonna fuck off. And we're going to watch an old episode of USWA TV from, I think, May 1995.
96.
Okay. And we're going to Wizards Theater, Wizards Vision, whatever. We're just going to fucking talk over it and fuck off It'll be on in the background. If anything interesting happens, we'll talk about it. But for the most part, we're just gonna be fucking jackaloons for the next hour. Full transparency, I suggested all 40-minute episodes, and Brundo decided he wanted to do the fucking USWA.
Nobody said anything else, so. And I did say, like, oh, that's a long episode. Maybe we should do something else.
Don't worry, about 20 minutes in, we'll decide we had enough, and we'll fucking roll the credits.
It is USWA, probably.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it's on YouTube, but people are going to watch along right now.
No, I was just going to say, then you could just speed it up.
No, I got the gimmick here. I'll just fucking skip ahead. I don't really care. I think there's commercials in it too. So.
Oh really?
That's awesome. Yes.
What's up, Claire or Chris?
What the fuck? What a brain!
No fucking noodle brains over here.
My eyes are bad. Oh, this is not good.
Maybe we'll be fucking eating honey mustard out of Double T's head come August.
And I might have to get up and shit in the middle of this.
Oh, great. Wonderful. All right, I'm just going to get rid of that.
This will be fun. If you're listening in audio, you should need to go over to the YouTube page.
Yes,
we are all on our channel.
if you're listening in audio. All right, what do you, if you are Clayton listening nails in
audio. You're all on your gym's. Jim Ross speech today.
Almost got through that one, Bruno. All right, this one's for Claire.
Shout out to Claire.
Hey, Claire, that old hose bag.
Hey, now you take it easy on that, Claire.
Nobody has before. Claire's a fucking receptacle. God bless her. What an egg.
Leave her alone.
What a good egg that Claire is. Claire takes it. All orifices are open for old Claire.
You said good egg. I'm pretty sure they're scrambled, Tony.
Well, scrambled egg noodle brains. Write that down, Brundo. All right, we're keeping the banner up because I'll do the thing. We might as well start it up. Hey, Brundo, why did you pick this episode? Just because it was longer?
USWA is fucking weird. So I figured there'd be some... weird future stars on it, weird old stars, so it should be interesting.
Maybe Claire makes an appearance. All right, I'm gonna click the thing. Like Claire, watch along with us. If you're on the audio, head on over to YouTube, check it out.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
There you go. All right, as soon as I hit the gimmick, it's gonna start up because that's fucking StreamYard for you.
Right.
So. All right, 3, 2, 1, here we go.
3, 2, 1, blast off. You downloaded this.
Yeah, so this way we don't have to fucking stream it. All right, we got the fucking...
the Power Rangers? What is that?
I think that's PG-13.
Well, it's really not. I think that's... Is that Bill Dundee that just fucking pinned these assholes?
The Cyberpunks, they were called at that point. PG-13.
Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee. Wow, what a fucking full head of black hair. Look at this fucking dye job. Holy shit, Mike McGurk is the fucking... Wait, who's that broad?
I don't know.
Oh, that's all we get, huh? I guess that happened last week.
Intro. When was the last time you watched have you ever watched the USWA TV?
Not all the way through. I watched fucking Coco Beware murder the fucking fake Patriot one time. Oh shit, Lance Russell.
And Dave Brown.
Yeah. They were there to the end. I believe, anyway.
Dave That's Brown looks like he looks like a fucking fake Eric Bischoff, right?
Dave Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it.
I thought he looked more like Ted Turner.
Oh, I'm fucking dead, blah.
Maybe the love child there.
Lance. How many handles of Jack has Lance drank already?
No, Lance wasn't the drinker. Wasn't it fucking, what's his name? Who the fuck am I thinking of?
Oh, I know who you're thinking of. From
the other old guy.
Yeah.
God, somebody's got to hit the tracking button on that VCR.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get right on that. Gordon Solie was the fucking
drinker. Yeah.
Who's making their debut? Who's this? Is this the Gangstas?
Too Cold Scorpio.
Oh, shit. Full weekend coverage on the Shining Wizards newscast. Bro, it's just the beginning.
Local news.
Yeah, from Memphis, huh?
The most complete coverage. I didn't realize Ellen Griswold was fucking hosting the news.
Pinpoint doppelbangers.
Fuck yeah. What a fucking news crew. Look at this. News 5 from fucking Memphis. Oh, we got the news. Oh, is this Wendy's? Please tell me this is Wendy's. That looks like a Wendy's menu. Seafood dinner. Captain D's. Captain D's nuts. All you can eat shrimps, folks. Shit, where can you get a dinner nowadays for $3.99? The fuck? Oh, sorry, Charlie. It's shrimp time.
Does Captain D's still exist?
No. God, no.
No way.
Fucking Dobbs. What is Dobbs? A furniture store? Oh, shit. Cars, trucks, and vans.
All right. There are many Captain D's in Memphis.
He's nuts.
They're still there.
Yeah. They have a drive-through. You could dine in. You could drive-through. Or you can do delivery. Looks like there's two in Memphis.
Hey, if you haven't got out to Dobbs, I'm sure Dobbs is still running his fucking Memorial Day specials. Auto and Salvage. You mad at your piece of shit Dobbs car? Bring it down to our fucking Auto and Salvage.
Wait a second.
$5 starters and up.
Captain D's, you can still
get a Joel, baby.
You can get a dinner now for $5.99. So since 1995, their menu went up $2.
Fucking jamming Joel. He's fucking giving that broad some bitch fucking money.
Yeah, he's jamming it somewhere.
I'll fuck your shit up. Fucking Dave Brown. Petey Brown's illegitimate father.
Dave, yep.
Yep.
He goes by David.
Prim and proper. Well, it is 1996. So wait a minute. So Jerry Lawler's winning tag titles. He's still is this 96 or 86?
96.
Yeah. So he's on WWF television at this point, winning tag belts with fucking die job fucking Australian guy.
Yeah, he's still the owner of a USWA at this point.
Shit, there you go. Jerry Lawler gets the opening and bro, who is that? Oh shit, it's Men on a Mission. It's the Harlem Knights.
No, they're Men on a Mission now.
Good Lord. That's it. Stick it right up in there, old king.
Yeah, there you go. Jerry Lawler, 18-time fucking USWA World Heavyweight Champion. 18?
Jerry Lawler beating three black guys. Really?
18 times by, like, 1980. Probably.
We are in the South, HK.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you won the belt back with that nonsense? There it is. So Jerry Lawler's holding two titles now. LOL Memphis.
Yeah. He's the one that he can count on to show up.
Oh, come on now. Oh, wait, they're defending the titles again? Wow. Jerry Lawler, fighting champion.
It's fucking midget. God, is Lance Russell giant, or are these guys just tiny?
No, Bill Dundee's like 5'6".
He's HK size. Bro, look at the size of his fucking junk. He's got a kiwi in his drawers. Holy shit. You saw that, right?
Yeah. It looks like a fucking boomerang. Jesus Christ, Bill, put a fucking cup on.
Is it just me or is Jerry Lawler holding the old United States Championship there?
Upset about that.
Were you upset, King? Why, it wasn't a 14-year-old girl, King, by God. See, Bill Dundee's probably a perv here, but he's probably like after the older women. You know, the ladies are just a hair too young for Jerry.
What, 17?
Yes, exactly. Right, we got a glimpse of the crowd. He had a heart attack? Wait, Jerry Lawler had a heart attack and his belt was stolen?
Frank Morrell, listen.
Who's Frank Morrell?
I don't know, but the fuck
angel.
He's the mushroom guy.
Sparkle, he's on this fucking jacket. Give me a fucking brain aneurysm.
Look at the mushrooms, my God. Fucking build on these growing a fungus in there. Jesus. Little fucker. You're going to defend it
right here today. I guess so.
Oh, who? Wait, who's a substantial? You're going against Brian
Christopher and Flex Kavana.
No shit.
Yeah.
No shit. Brian Christopher and the fucking Rock.
What a shitty fucking name, Flex Kavana.
Who came up with that? Was that a Jerry Jarrett thing, or was that a fucking Vince McMahon thing?
You're gonna be Flex. I've heard a little bit about him. I heard
he's a nice looking kid, man. Got a lot of muscles, but I also heard the biggest muscle he's got is right between his ears. Hey, me biggest muscles in me drawers. Sure, there's a lot
of all of a sudden he's not from the island?
I don't know. Yeah, Australia's an island. You know what?
It was Jerry the King Lawler talking to me. More than make up for in the mental
department, brother. We've forgotten brother. Than Brian Christopher and Flex
Kavana will ever know in their entire life. Oh, so Brian Christopher is not his kid at this point. Well, that's what
we're going to be finding. No, I still think he is.
Jerry probably doesn't.
What lucky teenage girl is the father of that abomination? What?
He's pony.
What? Here comes rock and roll Buck Zumhoff.
No, he's not you. There's definitely a spellbinder on this show.
Fucking Clayton with the line. Oh shit, Corey Macklin's there?
Or go right into the tag match.
Is that Clarence Mason?
No.
No.
Dude.
Bigger down under, if you know what I mean, mate.
Uh oh, double T's under. You got the dump sweats, double T?
Bro, he's bailing.
Yeah.
Good Lord. This almost reminds me of the Team Challenge series, the studio.
Smattering of an applause.
No, they're cheering. They like the King. Oh, shit. 495. They're outweighed by a good 40, 50 pounds here.
Oh, shit. His first appearance.
My God.
Wow.
Holy shit. What a 90s fucking look for The Rock here. Look at this.
Looks like AC Slater.
Fuck yeah, you do with Flex Kavana.
Dave. Flex Kavana.
Real quick before we get this match started. With his Trace fucking knee pads and the white boots with the calves cut out. That's The Rock, all right.
Assless boots.
What kind of promo are we getting from her? Are they gonna let him talk? This man heard what you said. You said that you make up for the lack of big muscles with your ability. Well, you make. I know we shit on JCW every week, but they could easily cut 40 minutes out of this fucking show.
This is what Memphis TV was.
Oh yeah.
My God.
Wait till they start shilling the fucking card of the Coliseum.
Oh. The Flex, you know, says,
it's as simple as this. We're very short, quick, and simple. We're very naughty by nature, and we're very violent by decision. You know what? I'm done talking.
He's violent by design?
Because here we come.
Wow, great first promo there from Flex Kavana.
Yeah. No wonder he got fucking
see it right away.
He took you last night.
Wow, what fucking printer did they print that fucking apron on? Fucking Jerry Jarrett had it in his fucking printer for fucking 12 hours the night before.
Yeah, I had a friend who had one of those printers, and you just print up fucking dumb things, and then when they needed to print up like Happy Birthday Billy and there was no fucking ink in there, we'd get fucking screamed at. So we had fucking 8 sheets of paper that were all held together to just have like dick on them. Write dick and hit print. Come back in 45 minutes, it'll be ready for you.
He came back and just said, die. Oh, shit. Brian Christopher with the fucking Rick Martel high boots over there celebrating his fucking body slams.
Sorry, I'm eating my bagel.
No, that's okay. I wish I was eating something too. This fucking eats fucking dicks. Or eats dies.
I don't know who the fucking... I don't know who the faces are and who the heels are.
I mean, I assume it's Jerry Lawler. He's got to be the face. Dundee, yeah, too.
Brian Christopher and company are getting cheered.
Yeah.
Well, it's 1996. You know, things have changed.
1996 now. 30 years ago.
Yeah, well, this is from 1996, is it not?
It is. But it's 2026. What are we
is
doing?
Is that fucking... Who's the dude in the fucking short-sleeve shirt and a tie? Is that IRS out there watching this match?
Irwin. They would do this, what, like Saturday mornings, too, they would do TV?
Yeah. Live at 11 o'clock.
Are they chanting, go, King, go?
Fuck him up. Fuck him up.
Was it really important for him to point out that it was diagonally across the ring?
Those fucking ropes look really thin, too.
Yeah, they do.
This show needs more Aubrey Edwards.
Does it, though?
Yeah, it really does. Bro, that's a bad camera shot. When you have only two rows of fans, your camera shot should not be from the floor like that. Like, that looks better.
I think that's what the studio always looked like, though. They didn't have a lot of fans in the studio. It was
no,
a free
I get
show.
It, but it's weird. Like, at least when you watched like NWA, like Worldwide, or whatever the fucking 605, like you could tell it's a studio, but it looked like there was more going on. Like, this is just like salmon walls. Like, what the fuck?
It's Memphis.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of money being brought into this place at this point. It's
fucking Boomerang Bill Dundee over there.
Yeah, it's all going to fucking Jerry Jarrett.
Jerry Jallo. It's not Jerry Jallo, it's Jerry Callow.
What a pull.
Fuck yeah. Speaking of pull, Jim fucking Jim Dundee. Jesus fuck.
It rubs off on me as the show goes on. Holy
I'll
shit.
Rub off on you.
I think everybody has dementia.
Wait, we gotta take the banner down. I can't even see double T.
You don't need to see me. You just
no.
Need to...
I need to see you, bro.
Hi.
I want to watch you get the fucking NyQuil sweats as this thing goes on.
I feel good. I'm gonna get the dump sweats soon.
Told you it was dump sweats.
Oh my God, Flex Cavana in a fucking headlock here. Oh, he's gonna knock Lawler down. No way. Oh, there he goes. He's like, no, King.
Is this like, I bet you if we go and we watch fucking Survivor Series 96, this is the exact sequence these two have in that match.
Probably.
I'll tell you what, this is a good first impression by this yeah. Flex Cavana.
King's bumping his fucking ass off for this.
Looking good.
Brian Christopher telling the people in the crowd.
Yeah, if you're going to have a first match, Jerry Lawler is probably a good choice to have a first match against.
Oh, come on, dude.
What?
That wasn't even a joke. I was being serious.
No, I get Memphis, but my God, this is like...
No, when they're done, they fucking play checkers.
Or chess on the big floor. The giant pieces.
Speaking of giant pieces, give me Bill Dundee on that camera. There he is. Fuck yeah. The high-waisted fucking Dalton Castle trunks. Or tights as it is. Oh, there he goes. Look at that.
Yeah.
They're making this flex kid look good.
Nobody pulled your hair. You fucking. What did I watch? The WWE Vault was doing like totally 80s. They were showing air. They showed a Dutch Mantel versus Bill Dundee match. It was fucking horrendous. I'd never understood the Bill Dundee.
Me either.
No, I mean, he's fine. He's, you know.
Of course he's fine. He was great as Sir William. Like, him as a wrestler. He's so tiny. He's got lifts in his boots, right?
Oh, he's wearing cowboy boots too, huh?
Get the referee watching their opponent more closely.
Goddamn!
Bill Dundee shooting off the fucking rock.
What was that, Rock? Oh,
hey, dude, he's 5'3", and he got drop kicked in the fucking balls. Like, come on, Flex. Well, Flex fucking is doing fucking backward fucking leapfrogs, and he couldn't get up for a drop kick.
Your fucking moon stem was hanging out like that too. That'd be the only thing.
Oh, me prick!
I dunk biscuit nails it. There's plenty of young women who had their first match with Lawler.
Lola Brundo? Who's that?
Just that we're learning things about Brundo Fly every day.
Oh, my God.
This is going on for way too long.
Dude. Oh, a sucker punch. Shit. Wait, what? Oh, no, you didn't.
I guess they are heels. I don't know, though, because he beat. Yeah. They showed the clip where he beat Mabel, and the place was going crazy.
It's fucking Memphis. They don't know what they're doing. They're simple people.
I wonder who else we're going to see on this episode.
I don't know. The 3.5 rows of fans seem to be into this match, though. They're all quiet.
Wonder if we get a Nation of Domination, maybe?
Oh, go Flex, go. Oh, go Jerry, go. I don't understand. What are they chanting?
No, I think you're right. I think it was Flex.
Cavana.
Let's just go.
Cavana.
What a terrible name.
I brewed myself a fucking Frappuccino on my Cavana.
Nice place to buy a car.
No, you got to go down to Big Bubba's or whatever the fuck that commercial was.
The Dodge place?
Jumpin' Jim will fucking take care of you.
And Flex Carvana.
Oh, what a powerful kick out of the 5'2" midget. I think I'm going to see Bill Dundee next Saturday at the fucking Williams Center.
You going?
Yeah, I'm going. I got tickets. Me and Legohead.
Do you really?
For the midget show at the Williams Center? Yeah.
Fuck yes, dude.
I told you I was going.
It's not a... Is it 18? It's...
No, it's Midget Mayhem or some shit.
All right. I like that.
You know, and I was tempted. I was going to sit down and start writing my my fucking fan mail.
The pinky?
Yeah, the Pigeon Forge.
Tennessee.
Yes.
You got to
think it'd be inappropriate to ask Pinky if the carpet matches the drapes? I don't want to be inappropriate. I mean, kind of like Pinky and Psycho. Well, oh, wait. We got double team efforts going here. What is this? Oh, shit. Wow. What a fucking dog shit fucking abdominal stretch there, Flex.
Oh, ref bump.
Oh, the ref went. Who's coming?
Bro.
I'm coming.
Jerry Lawler's practicing his eating out techniques over there in the fucking hold.
He's reaching for the gooch on Dundee there.
Anything for leverage.
Yeah, fuck, kick your legs in the air. Oh, he's cold.
That's it. Wow.
Bro, this looks fucking totally inappropriate.
Going to keep the belts on the disqualification. No signal from the referee, but mark my word, that's what it's got to be.
That's it. That's it, Brian Christopher. Celebrate like a fucking 80s jobber in WWF.
I bet they didn't win.
Brian Christopher's a stud.
Wow. We're doing the old fucking, oh, I thought we won the belts trope, huh?
Yeah, because they don't know the rules of professional wrestling.
Well, Flex maybe, but Brian Christopher should. Wait, this is Mon. You jabroni.
Yeah, who gives up to an abdominal stretch?
Right? It's a terrible fucking move.
He couldn't even get Dundee in it. Maybe it was because Dundee's legs are so short.
Yeah, and that giant fucking package is in the fucking way.
Brains is what it's all about, Dave. Who's still the champions, the king and the superstar?
Yeah, well, you call it brains, we call it something else.
What do you call it, Dave?
Massive balls.
Banana hammock.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We got to recover from all the action we just saw. Oh, we got a black and white replay?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, he missed the fish drop. There you go.
Fish drop. Hot tag.
Boy, they do love their fucking cars and auto parts down in fucking Memphis, don't they?
Got to fucking you work with the local promotions, Tony.
We buy wrecked cars.
Only $10.
Think they'd buy Claire? She's fucking wrecked bumper to bumper.
Poor Claire.
Oh, only $10 to take your car? Wait, what?
I mean, if it's wrecked, what fucking good is it? Sitting near your driveway.
Call the number, Tony.
No, before you go. What the fuck? We're taking your cars. We're selling your cars. We're insuring your cars. Wait, 3880 Elvis Presley, south of Graceland?
I thought that was fucking Miss Cleo.
Call me now.
Wow, three different numbers?
Wait, Bill Blake Insurance is a division of Bill Blake Insurance? How does that work?
Call now.
Fuck yeah, I'm into off-road and I raw dog all that shit. But you just might. You don't like to drive in the snow. What snow do they have in Memphis? Yo, owning a Jimmy. Fucking Bill Dundee's got a Jimmy.
That's a little fat.
Jimmy. I'm gonna go to my fucking GMC dealer and see if I can get me a
small stuff, big Jimmy. Load. Great.
Yo, the Dobbs brothers are selling Jimmies.
Oh,
wait, what's on Hot Summer Nights on NBC?
Whoa.
Oh, shit. What are you, a slacker, McFly? That was him, wasn't it?
No.
Alfonso Ribeiro, Candace. What is this nonsense?
Dave Thomas?
Wait, founder of Wendy's Dave Thomas, or is that a different Dave Thomas?
No, that's the comedian.
Kids in the Wood? Fuck yeah. That's some clever wordplay right there.
Time to go to Rotten Tomatoes for that one.
Shit.
That had all your fucking TGIF people in it.
Oh my God, we're not even a quarter way through this yet? Memphis is fucking dog shit.
Yeah, but now I know I'm watching Kids in the Wood tomorrow morning.
Fuck yeah.
You should. It got a 70 in Rotten Tomatoes.
I wonder if we can find that on the Internet Archive. Kids in the Wood. I got an idea. I got an idea for the broadcast.
Brian Armstrong will be defending against
Brickhouse Brown. Yeah, the luck of the Brickhouse Brown is a name from the past. TV title
matches since that was instituted at our 1000th show, and Jason James defending against Brickhouse today.
Well, Jill's really.
I done biscuits. Kids in Wood is a perfect advert for a show at Lawler on it.
Jared and his partner is going to be Tony Falk right now. We're going to do something that we did about a year ago, I think.
Oh, Christ, we're going to watch them watching something old?
People got a real kick out of them, and we got as big a kick as anybody out of them. This is going back to an interview that took place when Jerry the King Lawler had his own TV show. And one of the
kids
people
in the
he had in for an interview. And this
kids
is
on the wood.
Saturday mornings.
You're going to kick out of seeing right. Jerry Lawler interviewing Muhammad Ali. Take a look at this. A blast.
What in the fuck did we stumble on?
I guess everybody in Memphis realized we've had a lot of great athletes.
Just Pudding Brain's the fucking motif of the episode.
As great as the greatest, right here, standing with
of all times.
Floating like a butterfly, sting like a marshmallow.
Now, we were talking a little bit before the interview, and you said that you maybe I was going to try to keep you.
You like young girls, don't
you? You're thinking about maybe entering wrestling a little bit later on or something.
I was thinking about it once. I saw this guy, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, oh, you push over. You take him easy.
Different guys talking about how great they are, how pretty they are. They talk too much.
They do.
I don't want to get in the business.
Oh, my God. He's like Muhammad Ali saying people talk too much.
I heard one time in the past that you said something about you had seen Gorgeous George, and of course he was one of the most, I guess, flamboyant wrestlers, and he was
gay.
The first guy to add showmanship to wrestling. And did you maybe model?
He was like Liberace. He liked
the
man.
Style?
Yes, I was a kid.
Oh, they like the butterflies, suck right? Like a hose. I don't know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Suck like a hose.
Hoses don't suck, man.
I'm a punch drunk. Yes, Kevin.
The ring is not full. I won't come out. I'm gonna kill the bone. I can't lose. I said, he's talking too much. And I went to see if he was really that good.
Oh my God! Why are we doing this?
Jerry, where them young girls you promised me?
So I started talking. I'm the greatest. I'm the prettiest. I mean, it's true, but
I think everybody talks too much, but not me.
And I'm the nephew one like me. I'm fast and pretty.
This is heartbreaking.
Talk too much. So they all came to see me.
Holy shit. You see the gravy coming out of his ears? Whole mashed potato bread over here.
It was certainly great. And, but the bad thing, I guess that made the people mad at you, but then after a while, when you kept backing up what you said, then they started respecting you, right?
You're not as dumb
as you look. I can't wait till they show the interview.
You're not as dumb as you look. Oh, he's dumber than that.
Okay. Listen, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, why you're in Memphis, as a matter of fact. Now,
for the young girls, Jerry.
Big name stars, Elizabeth Taylor.
I saw that junk that Bill Dundee has, almost as big as mine.
Small stuff, huh? Compared to what
small stuff coming out of the king. That's why you go for them young girls, right, Jerry?
Old Spice.
Yeah.
Old Spice.
All of them now. They don't stand a chance.
It makes me smell mainly.
Mainly like what? Double T.
All right. Now, you know what? You mentioned Elizabeth Taylor, Calvin Klein, all those Old Spice. Those names really, I guess, they're famous ones, but they're not known
Rocky?
Worldwide like the name Muhammad
it's
Ali is.
It's spelled mainly. Family.
Take
two. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, we plan to go to places like Scotland, France, Nigeria, Africa, India.
He mentioned Nigeria. Maybe we'll get a fucking Power Udi appearance.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather see a fucking Power Udi fucking promo than this.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Of course, with Christmas time coming up, that would be probably the greatest Christmas gift, wouldn't it?
Wow, even they fucking had enough of that shit. Even Lance is like, my God.
Great action coming up. TV title match, big main event, all of that in a moment.
Hey, more commercials for cars, right?
Yes. What did you think this was going to be? I'm surprised with the commercials.
I think the commercials have been the best part.
Holy shit! Top Cash paid for junk cars.
You got to support the locals.
And they fucking speak Spanish. How many Spanish people are living in Memphis, Tennessee at the time?
Enough for them to put this on
the
floor.
Oh, shit.
However many.
I cleaned the car. I thought that was Machete. See, I'm going to
it's an ice train.
Am I smooth? Will you get that
craving? Wendy's would like you to know. Fucking Wendy's, bro.
There we go.
They got the new chicken sandwich now.
Thank you for my chicken.
That's one happy dude.
So pick up a Wendy's dude. Shit. And now biggie size any
Wendy's combo with oh man, the biggie size.
Was that only Biggie driving the car? I'm a Give me the food.
Holy shit.
Rekka Masapisi.
Mirage.
We gotcha.
You want the new 96 Eclipse GS? $229 per month. We got that. You want the first time buyer? Zero money down, no cosigner? We got that. So remember, for best deal, for best service, no secret, we got that.
What Asian man is named Gossett?
It takes
two. Hey, Gossett.
That's why Mid-Southerners trust Kim Hindru.
Kim Hindru is first a great
reporter. Oh, God
she knows
damn it.
What the news is. A news story is more than information. It's as
Bureau?
Important and unique as the people in
Hero,
the
Hero.
And she
Hero.
Asks those questions so you don't
talking
know
that.
You're in good hands when you're watching Kim Hindru on Action News 5.
Wait, wait. Indeed.
On Action News 5. Experience you can trust. Coverage you can count on every day.
You want Mitsubishi? We got it.
Oh shit, we got to write in for free tickets.
Oh my God, put on this fucking mailing fucking campaign, Tony. Free tickets. I can't beat it, I guess. Simon Curlo Construction,
and it's your chance to uncover. Finally, a commercial without cars.
Right now, save up to $300 on Curlo's best 20-year asphalt.
Is that good? HK, you do insurance, don't you? $800
on low maintenance weather beating. 20-year?
Call this number right now for a free, no obligation home improvement estimate, and with 100% bank rate financing and no money down.
Oh, good.
Bullshit. Nobody's got 100% finance.
Curlo.
Memphis number one home improvement company.
Take a new direction to North Point Ford.
Who's selling these cars?
North Point Ford.
No, I mean, we had an Asian guy.
I hope everybody's enjoying our car retrospective this week on Shining Wizards.
We do it all here.
This is fucking terrible.
I love
it. I mean, the commercial's apropos. It is Memorial Day weekend. Shit, now they're open on Sundays. I don't have to wait till Saturday to get. Hey, fucking Bill Blake Auto Insurance, back again.
Corey got a little program.
Corey. Next week.
Corey Macklin, Steve Macklin's uncle. One of them is
that our air maybe. Time
next Saturday is going to be at midnight until 1:30 a.m.
Oh shit! You got to stay up till midnight to watch this next week. More to say
about that. This show's an hour and a half long.
People who have tickets for next week's wrestling.
My God, we're not even halfway done with this.
So for those folks, you're not having fun.
Oh my God! Yeah. Evening, something like that. Pop that tape in there. Enjoy all. Pop that tape. Pop that tape in. Hey, pop that tape in.
It'll be airing coming up at midnight until 1:30 a.m. for USWA Wrestling.
Or another alternative, you have a big slumber party at 12 midnight next Saturday.
Jerry's already got one planned. Stay right up. Yeah, Mr. Macklin. Where them girls Saturday. At?
Hey, let's tell you about USWA action on Terrell Lancer.
That's good.
It begins in Lepanto. Lepanto, Arkansas, coming up Friday night.
Lepanto?
Who we got?
Oh, Miss
Terry Lawler. Lepant's off. Shit, Miss Texas is going to be there, too. Who's Samantha? All right, who the fuck is Samantha?
I'll look it up. I think she's on the show.
Jerry the King, Lawler, the Cyberpunks.
Miss Cyberpunks.
Big lineup coming up Friday night in Lepanto as the USWA Lepanto. Returns.
Arkansas.
Hey, Corey, Arkansas, we're not leaving you out. No, sir. That's
the 7-foot giant and the Colorado kid.
Right, I remember the Colorado kid. Former NWA warrior, champion.
Colorado kid will be there. All of that.
What do you think the 7-foot giant warrior is?
I don't know. Let's Google that shit. 7-foot giant.
We'll be back down there Wednesday, June the 5th. West Helen, Arkansas, right there at the bridge.
Ladies I dunk biscuits. Gary Lawler in a high school gym.
Jumping on into June, Thursday, June the 6th at Union City, Tennessee.
Oh, it's Kurgan.
I was right. Nailed it.
Bro, I want to get to the Rockin' Ribs Barbecue.
Unified world title match with the champ, Double J, Jeff Jarrett will be there.
Hey, ain't he great? Oh, shit, the unified title. So this is after the whole fucking super clash with Kerry Von Erich.
Oh, yeah. This is Saturday, long after
June
that.
The 8th, the King, Jerry Lawler, Colorado kid.
We're really like running out of like people to put on these house shows, huh?
I'm like, dude, it's been 20 minutes since we had a fucking match. What are we watching, Raw?
This is what TV was back in 1996, Tony. All to promote the Mid-South Coliseum show, June 10th.
We'll be back till Monday, June the 10th, Wednesday, June the 12th. We'll be back at the Sheraton Casino, Casino Center, Superstars of Wrestling.
I don't know what to say. This is like, right, this is dog shit.
Look forward to that coming up.
We don't even get. Hello,
Mississippi.
Hello, Mississippi. Shit.
Mississippi, Friday, June.
One Mississippi. Two. That's how long the show's going. Three Mississippi.
Man. They ran out of names to advertise. Jeez.
That's Bethel USWA Springs. I'm sure that was a hotbed for fucking Memphis wrestling.
Right here today on USWA
fucking
wrestling.
Alfonso Ribeiro are doing commentary. Jeff Jarrett. It's not unusual.
Well, coming into the area now, the superstar.
Area.
And the King. Jerry Lawler again.
God!
And my name wasn't up there. Holy shit, look at this dick.
That's some Bruno Sammartino fucking perm going on there, too. Holy shit.
Matt, 143. Definitely get that one. You're just saying, holy shit, look at his dick. But I am. I'm in,
where's the other one? Lake City? Me and the he don't even know where they're going to be.
I'll be in Tennessee. My dick will be in Lake City.
Don't get so excited, Bill. Let me tell you this. I looked at the video there, and it looked like I'm on the Arkansas World Tour coming up.
Wait a minute. Really so who did Jerry Lawler beat? He beat men on a mission for a belt, but Jeff Jarrett's the champion?
USWA, they had a bunch of belts.
Oh, he just grabbed his dick. Did you see that?
There's a dead duck. Look at his dick goes all the way up to his belly button.
He's trying to fuck himself.
He's pulling an old Lanny.
What's some of those other cities? We're also going to be back at the Lady Luck Casino Pavilion on Wednesday, June
5th. Oh, my God. Just told all this. Oh, my God.
He got it. Is that the West Helen, Arkansas?
Why are we doing this?
Next weekend, I'm taking Lawler's Army over there to
Lawler's Army. And it's me and 17 young girls.
Gonna play some softball. Of course he is.
He's got some fucking softballs.
Gotta put over the softball team.
Is Sid on that team?
We'll start talking about your golf game, Corey. We took Corey out to play a little golf one time. He got up on the tee box, pulled out the old putter.
Yeah, and fucking Bill stuck it in his fucking pants, the putter. Jesus Christ, dude.
The fuck are we doing?
Hadn't played in a while. Okay. We're gonna be over in Arkansas. We're gonna be doing some damage.
They're still promoting.
Well, he hates his kid. Right? One of the PG-13s is his kid, Jamie.
Yeah.
Another commercial.
Oh, my. Dude, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Jamie actually sells cars in Memphis right now.
Dude, I want to cue the music. Can we cue the music?
Pretty sure that's what he does.
What is there, a fucking rave at the fucking studio?
Fucking kill me now.
I'm surprised it took this long to get some fucking country fucking music.
Fucking truck month, dude.
Memorial Day weekend, the sales. Look at that.
Holy shit, AM/FM cassette? How could you go wrong? Everybody wants a Ford. Your mother's a whore. Holy shit, I thought that was Vern Gagne for a second. I killed a Nazi. He was in my room. Choked the shit out of him. Wow, what kind of fucking 80s furniture shit is this? We got
bedroom suits
on
sale. Oak and bedroom suits.
Oak and cherry.
$500 for an air conditioner.
Oh, yeah. Oak rockers. Dun, 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 dun. I need it now. I ain't got no foot. Just for feet. There you go.
Oh, good. It's Kamala's commercial.
Oh, it's fucking Marty.
If it's 50% off for a pair and Marty only has one foot, is it 75%
off? Yeah, 75% off, yeah.
Good for him.
He fucking switches. Some asshole bought a box with two right sneakers in it. It's a super sandal wipeout.
Right in your wheelhouse, HK. You're big on the flip flops.
At the trolley station. Holy shit, Flex Cavan is selling 1996 minivans now. $9.95. Well, what am I looking at? Hey, it's Jerry Lawler. It's Jim Dundee's balls. Jim Dundee. Here we go again.
The brand new Brady's.
Fuck yeah, dude. Wow, do you have anything for a headache? How about some aspirin? What the fuck? What was that?
Someone say he's talking to Satan.
Still got a bunch. Yes, sir. I'm talking about action. Yes, Vince. Yeah, we don't like the black guy being here, so we brought back Dave Brown. Fucking Flex Cavana learned his eyebrow from Dave Brown. Did you see that? Oh, my God, there's more action to come? Please stop. Too much already. Oh, shit, Miss Jackie. Jeff Jarrett will be Team Duck. Jeff can't be too happy
with Tony with two consecutive losses. Oh, Miss Jackie.
Fuck yeah.
She's fighting.
Downtown Petey Brown.
Claire.
Oh, my God. Old fucking Claire. Old Derriere Claire. Old sticking in my Derriere Claire. Here comes Samantha. Oh, shit. Samantha's here. Samantha's limping. Oh, Samantha's hurt. Is that Peggy Lee Leather? Who is Samantha? USWA. Samantha. Samantha Dundee. Big fucking surprise.
There we go.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know exactly what. Oh, right here. Coming out now. Is this a colleague of yours?
Who the fuck is this?
Is that Amy Lee?
She's gonna kill you. She's gonna kill you.
Angel?
Right off the bat, without the bell having been sounded, Samantha, all she did was say she hurt her foot. And
USA Angel is a website for Disney gifts.
And the crowd is off and running.
playing with Miss Texas, trying to fight for her life right at the moment, Dave.
Yeah, Miss Texas all trying to
Angel's
go
a big bitch.
That's the match that
she sure is.
But, with the injured foot, ankle, whatever it was there, that's Angel.
Oh, nice snapmare. Good job. A lot of hair pulling, referee. Get in there. Wise, style-wise. Does is Jack? Oh, I was, yeah, she's wearing the Zack Ryder fucking shorts.
I don't think it's Zack Ryder shorts at this point. Double T.
I hate tights like that. One legged or one armed, anything that just fucking looks stupid to me.
Yeah, but Miss Jackie is looking fine.
Damn right.
Who's this Angel broad, Tony?
I don't know. I keep getting Angel Garza and all these other fucking hits. I don't feel like reading on the history of the USWA. I'm so enthralled by this fucking awful show that Brundle made us watch.
I gave the out.
You know what? I'm going to take you up on that next time.
Bro.
Like, I feel like we're just watching it, but I think we're watching it because we're like, we don't understand what the fuck is going on.
Yep.
Oh, she slammed that big,
big
bitch.
Slam.
Well, see you. Wouldn't want to be you.
This is going to upset Samantha.
I would say, what are the odds that she attacks Miss Texas after the match?
She got her with two drops. She got up immediately from the first drop kick just to eat the second drop kick and lose.
But Miss Texas came into the action, took over, and gets that.
Bro, this is awful.
Hope your draws.
Hey, you think Jackie just slides her fucking tights over if she's got a piss before the match?
I just beat that big fat calf.
What? That big fat calf.
Oh,
there it is. That's it. Stand there while fucking. Dude.
What?
I thought she had two different boots on. Is that even a cast?
She was faking it. Oh, Bill's gonna help now?
Dude, this is fucking awful.
This is racist. Another break.
Jesus Christ.
The commercials pay for the TV time, and then they all go to the Mid-South Coliseum on Monday nights. Car commercial.
Of course it is. No, it's Wendy's.
No, Wendy's.
My God.
I gotta get one.
Do you think it's a little racist that the black guy's going to Wendy's for a chicken sandwich?
Not in Memphis.
Shit. Come on! He's singing to his chicken, for Christ's sake!
No, he just sings the same thing.
And it's a biggie? The overweight black guy going to Wendy's for a biggie chicken sandwich.
I got that. That makes me want Wendy's.
Turn off that barbecue. I dunk biscuits.
Oh my God.
Gotta get one.
Not even like a supermarket commercial or anything. Oh, it's Dobbs again. There you go.
Yeah, no Piggly Wiggly commercial or something.
Shine on the football field. Oh, shit. Terry Bradshaw.
Speaking of putting heads.
Rubber. Something Jerry Waller doesn't know.
Yes, he does. He doesn't have like a bunch of illegitimate kids, does he?
You gotta pull out.
Oh, because they may not have made it to being able to have kids.
Also, when did Jerry Lawler become that, like, right? Like, when he first got to the WWF, he was just, like, he talked in, like, a normal voice. And then, like, in the middle of the Attitude Era, everything was just like, puppies, yeah. No?
Probably as soon as Sable got on the TV, definitely when Deborah got there. That sent it over the top. Home cover-up specials from Curlo
Construction. Memphis number one. Yeah. Well, somewhere in there today, bro. Yeah.
Hey, a lot of action around the territory.
Hey.
Fucking, a lot of action around the territory. What? Saturday night in Corning, Arkansas. No wrestling at the Mid-South. We're 46 minutes into this fucking thing. We've had two matches.
The Superstars episode, I suggest it would have been over 6 minutes ago.
top stars are going to be in on June the 6th, Union City, Tennessee.
Union City. Keep promoting those dates, Dave. Lance. Wow, what a fucking hunk of shit. Could you imagine if this was the only wrestling you could have watched growing up?
I don't think I'd be a fan.
But you can get free tickets, though.
Might be a fan.
Plenty of action yet to go right here as we're looking forward to seeing the TV title with Jesse James Armstrong taking on Brickhouse Brown. Additionally, we've got ourselves a big tag match that'll be coming up. So I think right now it's time for us to have a word out of the cyberpunks.
I don't know.
A word from the cyberpunks. Where are they?
See, I'm gonna take everything you have.
Wait, what the fuck?
What? I don't know. That was one of the cyberpunks. Here they come, right here.
What the
Fire
fuck?
Fire and ice, the cyberpunks. Fire and ice. Don't know when they're gonna be here. All of a sudden, here they are. Fire and ice here today.
Just told us
ice.
They were gonna be here.
Nate Brown, Jerry Lawler, and Bill Dundee. Last week on this television show.
Oh yeah, that doesn't sound like Jamie Dundee at all.
You stole the belts that belong to the cyberpunks.
What's popular in 1996? Mortal Kombat? What are they doing here, guys?
Any building across the USWA.
Probably what it
they
is.
Probably lost the loser leave match and had to come back like
the
this.
The USWA tag team titles.
Well, it's coming up this week.
That's right, and I just want to let Bill Dundee know one thing.
Coming up.
This is far from over, Dundee. Everybody knows there's no love lost between you and I. And this feud is not over until one of us is out of professional wrestling.
Ah.
And I'm here to tell you that when I give you that Never cyber over. Kick, I'm not going to quit this time. I'm going to keep giving to you until every one of your teeth falls out of your mouth. That Those false impressive. Teeth fall out of your mouth, that is. And Bill Dundee, you are going to be out of wrestling for the rest of your life.
Fire and ice. The
30 years
punks.
Later,
Fire and
he's
Bill
still
Dundee
there.
With that feud, which has been going for some time now. And also headed this way, Brian Christopher.
Fucking six people show up at the studio today.
Hey, Fire, just a little piece of... Please don't kick all of his teeth out of his mouth, because this Friday night, leave the two front ones for me, because in Lepanto, Arkansas... Bill Dundee, superstar, fallen star, old man, because that's what you are. I'm going to take care of you this Friday night. Now, you saw Dave, Jerry Lawler, and Bill Dundee out here, the so-called champions. Was that how a champion conducts himself? Huh?
Well, I agree
when
with
they
you.
Were about to lose the match. Bill Dundee reaches out and punches the referee to save their belts, right?
That's is that what he
I
did?
Saw, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Well, Flex is back in the back, and he is livid about it. But is I he? Told him just to calm down. Your time will come. He's going to be one of the great stars of professional wrestling,
yeah.
like Too Sexy Brian Christopher. Hey. And I'm going to prove it this Friday night yeah. to you, Bill Dundee.
In Arkansas.
It's going to be time for revenge Friday night, boy.
Boy,
Christopher, we'll be back. TV title match still to come.
All right, TV title match.
This is like watching a WWE PLA.
This is fucking terrible.
Car commercial. Memorial Day weekend. Good. Both Watney Chevrolet locations in Memphis. Over 1,000 Best Buy cars, trucks, and vans have been dressed and produced for immediate sale and delivery. Save up to $8,000.
A lot of money.
Holy shit, $8,000?
Size Chevy trucks as low as $12,988. New Best Buy cars.
What's that, Satan?
Automatic and more, just $15,988. Extra appraisers, extra hours, extra savings through closing time Monday. Get your Best Buy at Watney Chevrolet on coming to
Watney. Let me see if Watney Chevrolet is
at the airport.
Wendy's. Oh,
we're building a lot of great things.
Watney
here.
Chevrolet is still there.
Call me now. We have Bill Burke's insurance.
Boys at Bill Blake.
You can that sounds like double T. God damn.
At Bill Blake, you get instant SR22 filing.
Oh,
wow.
Bill Blake Auto Insurance is now part of Freeway Insurance.
Money. Call
Holy
Bill Blake
shit.
At 948-5551 or 346-5551. They'll work with you.
I think that's clever that all the last
100 bucks says oh. you'll have a great Memorial Day at Southland Greyhound Park.
That's because we'll be giving away $100 after each and every
race. There we go. Where was this one?
Monday afternoon and night. That's 26 races adding up to $2,600. The $100 giveaways begin with a 1 p.m. matinee post time and continue all day and night on Memorial Day, May 27th.
Wow. A lot of dog races.
Greyhounds and simulcast thoroughbreds and $100 giveaway after each and every live greyhound race this Memorial Day. And remember, general admission and parking is free always.
Always free.
Just go check the dumpster behind the place.
Oh my God! Can we fucking cue the music already? This is fucking pain. This isn't even fun anymore.
For who? I'm having a. We still got two matches at least.
No,
two?
We don't. No, we don't.
You got two. Ponderous.
Fucking ponderous. Dog. Good Lord Almighty! Help
out
us,
Claire.
Claire, good old fucking Claire. Claire's a fucking DP kind of gal.
Get those tickets.
Holy shit.
Claire likes being a fucking hot dog sandwich.
Studio wrestling tickets. What do we got next? Dave and Lance.
Oh. Murder, She Wrote.
Alan Alda and Jane Fonda. I'm seeing a very nice girl. What are you seeing
her? Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, Bill Cosby, he's Jerry Lawler's kind of comedian. With Michael Caine, and
Walter Matthau's hilarious fight to save a marriage. Is this all the same movie? Tequila with my wife coming in. Check in to Neil Simon's. What movie is this?
Sunday at 10:45. What is it called? WMC TV
5. Tony was talking.
I gotta see that movie.
Oh yeah, God forbid I'm talking through this fucking slop.
I don't know what it was.
Another fucking car.
It was Neil Simon something. New 96 full-size, fully equipped, loaded up conversion van. Oh, a rape van for 20 grand?
Come on. Fuck yeah. Hey, come down to Zoom Off. Zoom Off vehicle.
The best buy of all. Can you imagine what that thing? Astro van.
Dobbs. One day. Oh my God, this is on the cusp of the Olympics?
Wow.
One day.
I'm surprised they didn't bring in Kurt Angle for this. Good job, fucking retard. This is why this fucking episode is an hour and 9 minutes. Bring back the black guy.
Corey Mack.
The film was called The California Suite.
Is that Al Snow?
Oh, it's Tony Snow. Falk.
Holy shit.
Waffles and tire irons. So he
flew me in here today. Who are these people? That you got that belt back. And if you don't get that belt back, you're going to have to answer not only to the boss man, but you're going to the boss man? What about the close-up
right fist he just hit him with, Frank? All right, that's Tony Falk in the singlet. I don't know who this guy in the red is.
It's Jerry Lawler.
Oh, what, that's Armstrong? Jesse James. Jesse James.
Jesse James's tights are fucking dog shit.
The road though, he looks like a karate fighter.
Is he wearing fucking yoga pants with the stirrups on the bottom? Like, is that what that was? And who? What's this guy's name? Tony Falk.
That is Madman Pondo's favorite wrestler of all time.
Which one? The guy in the fucking hat.
Whichever one Tony Falk
is. That the coach? Is that fucking, is that, what's his nuts?
Oh, that's a coach.
Who was the coach?
The guy that used to fight Blassie all the time. John Tolos?
John Tolos, yeah.
Is that John Tolos?
I don't think so.
Bro, Jesse James got a fucking mohawk? It's me! It's me! Touching my penis. Finger in my asshole.
Oh, he doesn't have a mohawk. He's got the ponytail.
Wait, his tights say New Age Outlaw.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking nonsense is this? Was he a New Age Outlaw before the New Age Outlaws?
Yeah.
No, I just said it on his tights.
No, like, I'm surprised that that's where this came from.
Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag, Tony. The Armstrongs have a time machine.
21 gigawatts.
Tony Falk sucks a dick.
With waffle, what was he doing in the NWA? Waffles and tire irons?
No, that was... Wait, oh, that was Tony Falk, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What the... Really? This is what...
242! Bro. I like the TV next to the ring.
Brundo, your stock has fallen tremendously in my eyes.
He's going to whip him. He's going to whip him. Oh.
I done explained to you one time. Let me put my belt. That's my belt. Hey, by the way, thank you, boss. Double J. Hey, don't you insult
me like that. He took his hat.
It's Ivan Koloff, isn't it?
You were a hell of a
I don't know who it is.
Like Team Animal Steel. Animal Steel.
Yeah. Mine! Wait, so he turned on Tony?
Yeah, you ain't whipping nobody, so I'm going to beat you up.
Whip him.
He turned on Columbo? What the fuck is this?
It's USWA.
Oh, my dude.
Who?
Memphis is a special fucking breed of people.
That's Frank Morrell. Mushroom
the angel.
Oh, the mushroom guy. Yeah.
Memphis legend.
In his own mind.
I love the dance floor. See these guys cut a rug when everybody leaves to put on some fucking country music.
Come on, Frank. Come on, yeah, Frank. What the fuck?
He whipped him.
Fucking Frank.
It looks like he's whipping Tony Falk's head.
Frank's a fucking dickhead.
Well, there you saw it. Jesse
what a
James
cut in there.
Not only having his problems once, twice, but three times. But Tony Falk and then with Frank Morrell. Well, today, it doesn't stop. No, sir, the TV...
Oh, my God, make it stop.
It doesn't stop, Tony. Here I am.
Well, I got a match right here in a minute, but what I want to talk about, you know, everybody comes out here and says, let me tell you something. Well, Lance, I'm going to tell somebody something right now.
Back yeah.
Bro, your tights are awful. You know, I made your promo's awful.
And you're still a loser, so I'm not real proud of myself.
He was pretty skinny back then.
Is take that unified title off of your waist. And you know, no man but one man on the face of God's green earth has ever laid a belt across me. And that was my daddy bullet, Bob Armstrong. And I respect him a whole heck of a lot.
A whole heck of a lot.
My daddy
used to hit me.
My daddy.
To Tony Falk and Frank Morrell. I see the other Ronnie Gossett. Looks like he swallowed Tony Falk and Frank Morrell. Well, bottom line.
Wow, making fat jokes, huh? History sucks, doesn't it there, Double J?
Circle into these eyes, and I promise you, what you're gonna get, you're not gonna like. Dig it.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
No, I want to bury it though. Like I want to bury this whole fucking episode.
And he's ready for a defense. Let's go up to the
you league. Had an option. Oh,
can we stream this like nonstop for the next 48 hours? Just let our YouTube channel run with this nonsense. Oh shit.
Brickhouse Brown. I don't like Brickhouse.
The USWA television champion
from Brickhouse's butt say something?
Yeah, thump.
Oh, stop. The road doggy dog.
I got a headache now.
What?
From this. What do you mean from what?
I can't wait till Jerry Lawler comes out again at the end of this episode.
The end of the episode. He'll be here in 30 seconds.
I want to see the Mitsubishi commercial again.
Oh, we're definitely getting it.
Fucking Brickhouse Brown using the Garvin fucking stomp. 1996 Memphis, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's Memphis. It was never good TV. Maybe it was at one point, but this is not great. What, did you want to watch fucking groundbreaking shit today?
I don't know. Like, to me, this has like no redeeming value.
It's 96 really Memphis.
I gave you like six options, and you didn't say a fucking word.
That's not true. I decided to go with Brundo because I figured Brundo wouldn't fucking do me wrong like he's doing here.
Hey, I gave you the Rock's first match.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't mean to. When he said Flex Cavana, you were like, oh, no shit.
Repeated elbows. How much time is left in this episode, Tony?
Oh, my God. Too much. We're at 1 hour and 1 minute. I think it ends at 1 hour and 9 minutes.
So okay, so we're almost there. We're
eight agonizing there. Minutes to go.
All right, we made it, though.
Not yet.
It was something different.
Oh, it was something else, all right.
It was a labor.
Just wanted to send our thoughts and our thank yous to all the men and women who valiantly fought for their country and lost their lives, which we celebrate in honor on Memorial Day by watching god-awful Memphis fucking wrestling from 30 years ago, Memorial Day weekend. This is what fucking, this is what Jerry Lawler put on TV to fucking honor those men and women who fought for their country.
They put a veteran in the main event.
We got fucking car part salvages.
Now, Brundo's got you there, Tony.
The road, what did he say?
Dog, the road doggy dog is a veteran.
Yeah, main event.
It's not like they played it up at all.
He's a TV champion. How much more do you need to play it up?
You say he's a proud veteran. He fought for this country, and he's bringing honor, and he defends this championship with honor for all the good people of Memphis, Tennessee. Nope. We got Brickhouse Brown dropping a headbutt to no one.
Not his gimmick, though. He's the what is it, New Age Buttlaw? Oh! Oh, Tony Falk!
Tony motherfucker.
So the referee's going to call that?
Oh, he's going to hit Tony Falk in the teeth. It was a beautiful high knee. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he's got ups.
Roll up, Victor.
All these fucked finishes.
Memphis.
Yeah, it's a 6-1 square.
That's what they do in Memphis.
Brickhouse Brown was like, oh, hell no.
I ain't doing this.
Again.
Oh, 2-1. Is Bob going to come out and make the save?
He's got three other brothers that can come out.
Watch, he's going to duck the fucking double clothesline. Yep, here you go. Whip, 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 whip.
Oh, Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, Double J.
It is the way to treat a veteran on Veterans Day, these cocksuckers. Boo this man. Boo.
The real singer.
Oh, come on. Dude, you're letting him put his hand up? Grab his hand, you fucking tard.
Who's that?
The Cyberpunks. Jarrett,
Morrell, and Falk all go scooting out of here. But I can't believe everybody that's tuned in for this show actually stood with us to watch this nonsense.
It's fun. It's something different.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different. It's different, all right. I think next time we watch an old Wizards episode.
That'd be weird.
Checking his oil.
That's a weird slow-mo. Or commercials.
Wendy's? No.
Fucking right. Dennis Hall. Dennis Hall's a Hey, this is a Zumhoff fan. Top dollars paid for your junk. And we
speak Spanish.
Of course they do. Fucking Pico's right there.
Look at Clayton the kid. Said, honestly, the commentary of you guys has kept me through it. I dunk biscuits.
I'd rather watch this. Yeah, instead of listening to Shivani.
On AEW, see?
That's fair.
Oh, shit. A McDonald's commercial now? They put your art on Action News. Look at what fucking Billy fucking submitted from Arkansas. It's his father beating his mother while he's choking down his fucking Happy Meal. You think Billy needs therapy? I don't know, Jeff, and it's time for weather.
Sounds like a sad meal, Tony.
Wow. Love to have a couch like that.
Would you?
Fuck yeah, with the stripes.
I've seen a couple couches like that in some films I've seen.
Fucking, oh, dude, I need a wingback chair to do the show from. It's gotta go. Jerry Lawler dresses up as the Hamburglar. Jesus Christ, what a fucking line.
More like the childhood burglar.
Like a pickup man. Uh-huh. I'm hauling trees. It's breeze. Picking up chicks. Get them on their knees in my Ford van. $3,000 in savings, HK.
I like it.
Probably trading your Vespa to get one of these fucking Fords.
I don't have a fucking Vespa. I got a fucking hog.
Yeah, you don't have a Vesta.
You fucking infected me.
Holy shit. Fucking downtown Dave Brown. Hey, Kevin, you want to join me coming to the ring doing some dancing? Lepanto. We going to Lepanto.
In case you forgot from, 30 minutes ago.
Fucking 7-foot giant warrior. Oh, the Lady Luck Casino. Now, why couldn't they do it this fast earlier in the show?
Because they're running out of time, right? We're almost at the end.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Right?
The Brockin' Ribs and Barbecue.
Sounds pretty good.
I can go for some fucking barbecue. Holy shit. Memphis barbecue?
Mm. Yeah. Texas barbecue.
Of course, the Colorado kid's going to be at the high school.
With Jerry Lawler.
The Mid-South Coliseum where all their big shows happen. Well, and they don't fucking give you any of the card.
And there's nobody. Nobody's fucking there anymore.
Super action. Jesus Christ.
Super USWA wrestling as well.
Taping our USWA show at the regular time, so all of you who have tickets, remember, it's just as if it were going to be live on the air. It will be taped at
imagine the these assholes showed up at the fucking midnight, studio at midnight. Hey, where the fuck the wrestling at? Hey, Mr. TV man, let me in. NBA finals are coming up. Fucking NBA finals. Tennis tournaments like French Open next week. The French Open. Yeah, that's it. In the summer, we're going to have some changes from time to time. That's the reason. Yeah, before we go out of business. Aren't they out of business not long after this?
Yeah, it's really soon after this.
I can't imagine why.
Then it merges over to like Power Pro Wrestling or some bullshit.
Bro, do you see them fucking heifers just sitting there staring off into space? Bro, did you see the fat dude in the fucking button?
I saw him.
Yeah, the pissed off accountant.
Oh, shit. Is it over?
That was it.
Tony? Fuck, that's it.
We made it.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Are you going to put all that stuff up? We're just going to take it down. Aren't we wrapping up now?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got to fucking click a few things. I'm
oh, okay. Sorry. I know you're looking good. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. I got my lunch coming.
What'd you have for lunch? I gotta take a shit.
I got Panera. It's on its way.
You're such a lazy fucking bitch.
I'm not a lazy fuck. My wife says she wanted Panera for lunch. So there you go. I'll tell my wife you think she's a lazy
drive. Fuck. Hey, your kid drive yet?
Yes, he drives. And with that, we cue the fucking music.
Drive and get some Panera, you lazy shit.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com.
Look at my vagina at 1 o'clock.
And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We would like to thank those that support us on our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Executive producer Manny Kratzo, producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Song, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, Keith Parker, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, and David Henry Bauer III. Thank you, and thank you to everyone that supports us on our Patreon from the $10 levels all the way down to the free subscribers. We appreciate your continued support.
Oh, my God, end it already.
good afternoon, Diana.
Well played. Now I'm going to Wendy's to get myself a chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich, spicy chicken. We should have seen Diana. This was probably in her wheelhouse. She's probably up and about today.
Yeah, great idea now that the show's over. Oh, shit.
We'll be back next week. Same time. Not same time. Regular scheduled time. Jack Cartwheel joins us. And enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day, people.
I got nothing.